Sound system ready? Soul free line operational?
You've got a dial tone.
Projectile vomit man, bucket on standby. Dak, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Ready to go.
Rixel, grab 2 12 packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera, is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go? Is WinApp geared up?
That's a check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, Netflix. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on? Let's go!
www.ransradio.com. You can chat with us on the IRC and the Downness or the Little Rans Radio channel, or click on chat on our webpage. You can give us a call for free. Write this number down: 1-877-SAY-RANS. That's 1-877-729-7268, and chat with us live on the air. If you want to be reminded of the show each week and keep up to date, ICQ me at 51555. The host of
Technical difficulties on Rant Radio.
Are we up?
We are up and happening.
Hello, Dad. We're in jail.
I like it here.
That's just fucking typical, isn't it, eh? I mean, you know, one of the big shows, we're all set, everybody's stoked. Oh, my God! We got mentioned on Geek News! Holy fuck, everybody! Oh, we got the new studio, everything's there, we're all ready to go! Hello, Dad. I'm in jail, Dad. We want you to have that running through your fucking mind, you know, for the rest of the, you know. Hello, world. We're in jail, world.
I'm in hell, world.
What the hell, world? So anyway, we're in the new studio, and yes, the webcam is down.
Oh, my God. Yep. I worked manically today to move everything over to the new studio to prepare for this big show, and the webcam's down, which is not too bad. That's like the least of our worries.
Just imagine a bunch of fat people.
Yeah.
And there you go.
And sitting around.
Except for ladies on a couch.
Somebody's phoning that probably doesn't want to be on Rant Radio. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Hoonganenki.
Hoonganenki doesn't want to be on Rant Radio. Yeah, I'm in jail.
We like it here.
Hoonganenki is here.
Are we broadcasting right now?
You're not broadcasting. Fuck all right now.
What? You're lying.
Getting a flat line on the wave output, Enki. I can't even fucking connect.
Well, it says I'm broadcasting.
Go to the MRC. Can anyone hear us? Can anyone hear us? It's the highly professional.
Looking there already.
Oh, I see. Okay, no sound. I see. The problem may be... Maybe not.
Oh, fuck.
I think I know what the problem is.
Nope.
There we go. Okay.
Can you hear us now?
You'll be hear us in, CD says, well, at least this is better than that song.
We got you, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Hoonganenki, for letting us know that line record. I wasn't looking at the MIRC.
Are we up now?
Nothing was on.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yay. They can hear us.
I'm in jail.
We're in jail. Okay, we're all up. Now we'll just say what we said again.
Thank you, Enki. Goodbye.
We set up a new studio, and so we got the brand new studio happening. Biggest show of the fucking Rant Radio history. We got fucking geek newsed. Geek news? Is that a term?
Geek dotted?
It is now.
Geek dotted?
So let it be written, so let it be fucking done. So at 6:30 this evening, we all wind up at Geek News, which will be probably there on Monday, which means that if you have...
Boom on Monday.
Too boom. Bad. So if you have a Rant Radio stream, hang on to it. Leave the computer on because you're not going to get it back.
That's right. Do not let it go.
Do not let it go.
Yes, the webcam is down. That is the least of our worries.
Shut the fuck up.
You're hearing us, okay?
Absolutely.
Pretend you can see us. Go to the webpage.
We're
look
not
at our pictures.
Pretty anyway.
Yeah, just imagine a bunch of bare naked ladies sitting on the couch. Not the people, the band.
The band.
You.
And we're not bare naked.
If I had a million calories. So it's pretty much the way it goes. Except for Sim. Sim's the skinny James Dean looking guy.
Yeah.
You're so fucking sexy.
There's the IP addresses on the IRC if you don't know them. And probably a lot of people don't know how to get to the IRC so they can chat with us because they're probably new listeners.
They probably are.
What you can do to get to the IRC, there's two ways. There's the people who are stupid way and the people who know the internet.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. There's people who don't know way and people who know way.
Oh, I see.
You're stupid. You don't know how to get on the IRC. You've been
working.
That's a fucking
the people
are stupid. No way.
There's a difference here. There's stupidity and there's ignorance. Ignorance can be cured.
Now, if they ask us how to get on the IRC, and we tell them that's not stupid, if they ask us next week, then they're stupid.
That's right.
Exactly.
If you forget, that's the difference.
If you're just like, hello, James.
I can't
repeat
get
offenders
on the IRC.
may be guilty of stupidity.
That's right. So to get on the IRC, you go to either our homepage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat. Click on the chat, put your name in, and click go or something. I don't remember what it says.
Click go.
Click go.
Wave your hands above the screen. Hold up some holy cornmeal. And just fucking give her, eh?
Or.
Feel the healing power.
If you've been on the IRC before, you can go to Dalnet Servers. That's Dalnet Servers.
Dalnet Servers.
In the Rant Radio channel. How much easier could it be?
It could
be a lot easier.
Well, I don't. We could
do it for you.
Well, I don't even use IRC.
No.
So, you know.
A lot of people don't.
I pose as a 14-year-old
same with news groups.
Sometimes, but
yeah. Fort Near, what?
Not again.
MIR what?
MIR what? Or IRC.
So huge things have been happening this week.
What
My
happened
God.
Today,
It's been
Sean?
Rocket
what
assisted.
Happened today?
Well, some big fucking things happened today. Not the least of which, once again, is that we wound up on Geek News. This happened at about 6:45. We get this email from the guys at Geek News saying, oh, by the way, we put you on the show, so do you expect an increase of bandwidth in the next little while? And we're like, holy fuck!
Uh-oh, good thing we can handle the bandwidth.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Uber servers.
Well, we got Uber servers now.
Gotcha.
Holy shit. I mean, they mentioned me by name on fucking Geek News. I mean, I had to wait for 30 minutes just so my head would swell down.
Did I not press record? Could somebody go up to the camera and, like, flick it off and on?
You
and...
are a fat bag of shit tonight. Holy cow, are you drinking or what? What's going on with you?
Oh, I think it's going. Okay, there we
go. Okay, now we're recording.
June 11th. Doesn't matter to the people
Witness
listening.
Witness the carnage.
Because we record each and every show. Plus, we got some prizes today
we
in
do.
Relation to that.
But I'm not done yet. There's some
oh,
more stuff
sorry happening. For interrupting you.
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go.
Absolutely.
So... The other thing that happened today is we did that really sexy intro.
Oh,
that you
mics
guys...
are a little hot, they say.
Oh,
because this is a different computer with a different sound card. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. This is we're actually doing really good considering we just moved all this shit in here today and we haven't tested
big
fuck
fucking
all.
Couch and
so
all that. Look at that IRC. See, you tell people how to get. Into the IRC, and they actually come.
And they blow
Isn't
up.
That amazing? I learned that a couple weeks ago.
Tell them and they will come.
It's right.
If you tell them, they
it's
will
like,
come.
Here's to go to the IRC. And they come. There they are.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, okay.
Now,
keep going. We have to do a lot of stuff. We have to
yeah,
do the intros
and
stuff.
We got a ton of stuff. We got intros. We got
crap.
A bunch of shit. But we have a domain name.
Oh, this
yes,
is the big news. Oh, you wanted to do this right away, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want to do this right away.
Yeah, we applied for it today. Oh, yeah. It's cool.
We got it today. We didn't apply for it.
We'll see.
What do you mean? You bought it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I laid down
the
cash.
Is your credit
it's
card
all
good
there.
Or what?
It hasn't said anything. They haven't emailed me. I guess they're being slow. Sometimes they're slow. Oh, my credit's good.
Okay, tentatively, we have this. If we don't have this, and
someone dies at Network Solutions.
Yeah, some motherfucker's going to just pay. Somebody will pay. Okay, someone prepare to get stabbed on the neck with a number 2 pencil.
How's the levels now? If
the levels,
if the levels suck, please keep telling us.
Yes, so we can keep on tweaking it.
Yep.
And we must thank Gargoyle Mr. Echo for nailing down the cult domain name. Mm-hmm. He was the guy.
What
who,
is it?
And what is it? Yes, we have purchased www.thecult.org.
Because it is an organization.
It is, though, rather than a network. So, you know, what the fuck.
Yeah, it's not a network, so no net.
Well, they had no cult.king, so there's no nothing you could do there.
Cult.king. Cult.god. Could have got that. But
yeah, we could have.
Org is very cool. /. Has org. It makes sense. It's an organization.
Shit. Well, who else got it? We got it. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Very true.
So, that should be up in the next few days. We've already registered our DNS, yada, 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 yada.
Still a little scratchy, but good. I can keep turning it down. It's not a problem.
I mean, that's no problem. So we'll keep on tweaking, keep on going.
Yep.
What else is happening? I guess we should probably do introductions for the people who just showed up in the show in the IRC channel.
That's right.
And Sim's the only one who can see it because we don't have Uber television going right now.
That's right.
So he's leaving the room right when we're going to do introductions. What are you doing? I thought we were doing introductions, you doopy.
No.
Oh, we're going around the room first.
Yeah, we always do that.
Yeah, on the webcam, which no one can see.
Doesn't matter. For us or the
post. You're so fucking crack-ridden. You're sucking on the glass again. And there's Sumerian! Oh, good one, yeah. Oh, he's looking dirty. Oh,
wait, side of your tonsils there, man.
He's showing his genitalia to the camera. And then we have 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
I'll get you, Gadget.
Yeah, that's really good there, Dr.
That's,
Claw.
That's nice.
And then we have Ronan Medic.
How you doing?
And then we have DJ Psycho.
Greets.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, put some more enthusiasm in there.
And
then there's me.
Enthusiasm.
And my armpits. Oh, no, wait. The camera's coming up now.
Oh, they had the better
and
angle
me,
before.
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh. So that's about it. And, of course, we got Samaria. Why are you... Turn the fucking camera off. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. Put the dog in the fucking basket.
Wow.
You know, it's like that sound slam, that guy who tucks his dick between his leg and backs up. And I'd fuck
And what
me.
Movie was that from?
I'd fuck you with a shotgun. Sounds of the lamps.
Oh. And in the IRC, we have me. Mr. Echo. A bot for Mr. Echo.
Oops. Gargoyle, Mr. Echo.
Gargoyle, Mr. Echo. Cenobite Skip. CD, a new person who read it on Geek News. I was talking to him before
Imagine
the show.
That.
Imagine that. Somebody on Geek News reading it.
Wow.
Wow. David Cockerfield, a new person. Farble. Fault Sequence. FT Rooster 1 and 2, because you need two people. And somebody who just joined called Change Me, who didn't actually type their name in. That's okay. Girl on the left is virtually here.
Virtually.
Because she's not here, she's there.
She's virtually spotless.
And Hoongan Enki, Knothead, and Zombie has joined us once again.
Oh, hello, Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Hello.
We know you'll...
We gotta give that guy some credit, because now, I mean, because we're on Geek News, we're going to be huge.
We're above talking
to
Zombie.
We're above... No, I mean, Zombie's been here since day one.
Oh, yeah.
For fucking consistency, you gotta give it to the guy, you know? I mean,
oh,
he sits
yeah.
outside the castle walls and we dump shit on him every day, you know? I'm starting to like the little guy.
Well, really, yeah. Anxious, if
nothing we beat on him worse than a junkyard dog, man.
I mean, really, it's how hard you can get hit. He's a pretty tough little shit. I mean, remember the first time he was showing up, I was talking about him jerking off and rolling around in his broken glass.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking his mom and
he
all sorts
doing,
of weird
he was
shit.
Doing amazing
just,
things.
Oh, man, it was brutal. The first time he was
you
here.
Were abusive.
Oh, I was bad. Almost as bad
totally
as Gloom
abusive.
Bunny, who I love now. Gloom Bunny, I went and was like, oh, no, this is when she mailed us some pictures of her tits. And she's like this big fucking fat chick, and it's just demon
nasty.
Gorgon fucking gouge out eyes kind
it
of shit.
It came from the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, it was bad.
It rose up out of the water.
It was, man. It was radioactive crab meat, and we had to deal with this. But she totally stuck around, and then she like shot up her phone station with like a 12 gauge.
Oh, amazing.
Bitch.
For the curious, pictures can be viewed at the webpage.
Do we have them up?
Yeah, they're up. There, you can see her nude on our webpage.
Wow, it's spam for smut here on Rand Radio.
And Moondance, MW Radio, who is actually planning a big Canada online radio thing on Canada Day, which is very cool, and we're going to be part of it.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear about this? Why am I hearing about this live? Am I not important or what?
Because it's not for a while, and it's not organized. I can tell you, it's like, something's happening, but we don't know what yet.
So it's a vaporware convention.
It may be. No, he's fully into it. There's like six or seven stations committed to it. We're going to do like a rebroadcast of something. I'm not sure. It's not
okay,
nailed down.
Okay, if you
think
we're going to do that Molson Canadian fucking all-in-one jab with a bunch of those
bands,
forget
no
it.
Way.
That's like fully gay. It's not going to happen.
Nomad Buck X, Nomad Romulus, Prophet Nixer, Prophet Fork, Prophet Quoth, Prophet Rantigo, Prophet Spy, Prophet Smokehouse, Prophet Zerstor. We've got a lot of creative people.
Big one for Prophet Smokehouse tonight.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second.
I missed him, actually. I haven't had a chance to talk with him much this week. But Smokehouse is, and this is really cool, especially for guys like Fork, Smokehouse, Echo, Zerstor, Rooster, all the guys who have been hardcore and cult, because now, once H2K hits with Skip Radio, Skip Radio hits with...
we're going to go over that tonight again,
It's going to be huge, and I want all these people to know that that's the coolest thing about us getting Geek News and getting a little bit of bandwidth now, is the fact that we'll be able to give credit where credit's due, so that Fork can... get the credit for all the work that he's done on the cult site, all the artwork the kids put in. I mean, fucking Smokehouse is done. We're playing his promos that he sent in tonight.
Yep. A lot of listeners put a lot of work into it.
Oh, my God.
It's not just us that put this whole thing together.
So when people are sitting there, they're saying, what's this? Why is everyone a prophet? Why is everyone a gargoyle? What's all that about? That's all has to do with the cult.
And we're going to explain that a little bit later, too.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that often.
Ronan Burns.
Haven't seen him in a while.
No.
Excellent.
Vampire Asmodea. Voodoo Glow Skull, who has not been here in a long, long time. Way back. He's one of our listeners. Way back, like with Lieutenant Major Zombie. He was a DJ for a while on the station.
Oh,
okay. Welcome back. All is forgiven.
And
come on, my son.
Atom and Kendra has joined us as well.
Kendra.
Tonight.
That guy's always like emailing.
Is it a guy or a chick?
I hope it's a guy.
You hope it's a guy?
It's a guy.
I'm hoping you're a guy.
I'm hoping you're a guy. Does it matter? Does it really matter if he's a guy?
It's all about love.
It's all about love. It's a neurotic virus. You like that disclaimer? That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, we made those today.
Yeah.
Both of those today. We actually made something else today, which we're going to play for you a little bit later. Your rant.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've got a new rant. We've decided we're not going to try to rip rants from the shows anymore because, well, Samaria's a lazy fuck.
Shut up. It's brutal.
You're a lazy fuck.
And it's brutal.
Lazy fuck. Okay, he's a brutal lazy fuck. I'll make
you Emperor Chang. Emperor Chang just joined us.
Emperor Chang, the sarcastic man who...
Just made it under the wire. Kendra says, I hope I'm a girl.
Are you...
There you go. Answers your question.
Doesn't say it. She's a girl. She just said, I hope I'm a girl.
Okay.
She could be Pete Townsend.
It could be Pete Townsend. you never know.
No. It says, Spidey's sick. Spidey. Prophet Spidey? Prophet Spidey? Is it?
Oh, yeah, Prophet Spidey.
Prophet Spidey's sick, it says here. So, best wishes go out to Prophet Spidey.
Best wishes and healing vibes.
Wah, wah. Everyone think good thoughts about Prophet Spidey.
Happy thoughts.
I should do an online healing. I should.
Yes.
I should do an online
healing.
Prophet Spidey, put your hands on the computer screen, and
put them up to the speakers and listen to the vibes
of your
Sean Kennedy.
Next to the speaker, I will say, hey, you fucking germ, you better get out of there. I'll come kick your ass with a fucking shovel. And tomorrow he will be fine.
And hence the germ left his body.
And it left the demon be gone. I will inject my caffeine in your sorry ass. Well, actually, that's a little bit too cult leaderish, but people's ass. But anyway.
Nasty.
Kind of like that shit.
So we got some news and stuff. This is very, very cool. Prophet cult site.
Oh, my God.
This is
fucking porn.
This is big.
This is huge.
So I'm going to paste this in the IRC. Here we go.
This is courtesy of Love That Nixter.
And we do. We do love that Nixter.
Lick that Nixter.
Lick that Nixter.
Love and lick that Nixter.
And he has used the Enki's engine for posts and stuff.
Incidentally, you should probably talk to Enki about that because he didn't say you could do it. But he's all cool.
How did
with
he
it.
Get it, though?
Then? What's that? I don't know. He stole it from somewhere. Who gives a fuck?
It's fully... I thought Enki said anybody can use it.
Well, he did.
Okay.
He just said that.
But he didn't say I'm using
doing,
it.
Well, no, he didn't. He just had to ask for permission. Enki's making constant changes because there's still a few little bugs.
Yes.
And if he
can update
if
it.
He rips off the script, the bugs won't be fixed. And Enki wants to make sure he's got a fixed version. Yada 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 yada.
So there it is.
Wish to be Microsoft.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, because you know, Enki made this page, you need to fucking shit.
Well, all you need to do is upload the upgrade 1.2, and that's
how. Welcome to fucking. You got to put in this patch, and then every time you open your search engine, you got to re-put on the patch. You open the search engine again.
Everyone, let us know if the stream goes down or if it's fucking up or something, because this is a new computer. Like, it's never broadcasted from this computer.
Oh, my God, it's virgin.
It is a virgin computer. So it's called Clan Prophet. News with a K.
Oh, you gotta like.
Gotta put those K's in there.
Oh, look at the K's. Give me the cash. Give me the cash.
A TFM production. What could that stand for?
I don't know.
The
fucking man, probably.
The fucking man.
I think
so. And he's, of course, put our.
Oh my God, my ego's leaving my body. It's getting too big. Oh
stroke,
my God.
Stroke, stroke that ego.
There goes my ego.
And yes, we did get
our
mention.
Current move.
We got mention on Geek News, and I'll just give you the. We're second on there now because a news story has come up, but you can take a look at that. I'm going to give you the. Oh, there's the link. It's really tough. Geeknews.com. And
www.geeknews.com.
Very true.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do that for thecult.org. You
not
can
yet.
Put in both.
That's
not yet. It's not up yet.
That's not up yet. It's no good. I'll fuck it. It's broken.
It's not working.
Not working.
Somebody's phoning. We're going to let him in. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Junganeki again.
And what's the problem?
Getting major dropouts here on the server. I'm wondering if you've got FTP up or some other thing going on that's causing it.
You know what? I do have FTP up. Sean is going to fill in the blank while I go turn FTP off.
Ah, okay, cool.
Okay. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Way to go, Sim.
Yes.
Sim, you're fired.
Thank you, Junganeki Quality Control.
Love that. Love that.
Of course, a lot of people wonder, who is Junganeki and why the fuck is he so important? Well, Junganeki is in charge of all code. He's the guy who wrote the original code for the cult page. He does all the programming. The guy's like a machine god. Machine God. A few things about cult. One thing is the Nixter page. Nixter page kicks ass. The guy did an amazing job. Super fucking cool job. Also, earlier this week, I mean, I was trying to post to the page, and everything was like, and I was working like crazy hours because I'm doing a switch. I work for an ISP, and I had to switch from ISDN to ADSL, and I'm right in the middle of the
ESL.
Fucking... What's that?
Did you say ESL?
Yeah, so DSL. He fucked up on an acronym.
English as a second language. How ironic.
Anyway, I was halfway through the middle of that, and just as I'm like, you know, just as I change my name server over, some fucking pinhead cuts an OC3 line in Richmond, and all of Richmond goes fucking black with ADSL.
I was working in Richmond Saturday, too, and I got a phone call from my boss who I work for. Says, are the phone lines working? Is everything up? Is everything okay? Yeah, because the same man just took down a telephone pole here. So maybe that was related.
Well, I don't know if they're running OC3 lines through phone, but fuck, whatever. Anyway.
Could be. Who knows?
Anyway, could be there. But anyway, I was super fucking busy. Like, I was doing, like, 15-hour days and shit, and I didn't have time to post. So I put this big emergency call up on the site. And I don't know if he's listening tonight, but Capone X, among others, but Capone X majorly. And I answered it, too. Okay, yeah, none of that. But in all, Capone X really came through for me.
Cenobite Skip goes, that makes me laugh. And I, OC3 goes, boom. Yes, it's a mechanical item.
Yeah.
It's a little spinny wheel on the side.
He made a funny noise. It's optical. You don't know, and he pronounced it wrong. What a loser.
Shut up.
Anyway, Skip Radio. No, wait, Capone X. Capone X filled in the gap for me while I was gone. He posted some shit on the page. And it was cool that I put out a request and people actually, you know, posted. I'm not done here, so I'm going to go through my little pump out.
You got some stuff to say.
Yeah, I do. I got something to say. I downloaded Metallica on NASA today. It doesn't matter how much to me because you're a fuck. I just hate that guy. He's such a pinhead. Anyway.
Motherfucking Lars Ulrich.
We're so fucking rich. And I got my own little, like, fucking pool boy who I nail in the ass because I'm Lars Ulrich and I'm so fucking rich.
Good.
Money. Good.
After bad.
All right. So anyway, Capone X, help me out there. Also, more news from Skip Radio. Skip Radio is constantly prepping himself. Dun, 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 dun. He's doing push-ups and fucking ramming his head to doors and shit. Get ready for H2K. He's going to be, like, the hardest motherfucker there. Apparently he's going to shave his head and, like, put cult on his
head. Great. That'll go over great. Shaving his head.
Yeah, he's going to shave his head. He's going to tattoo it on his head. Like, he's going to put the big K.
That great swastika SK symbol. Yeah,
No. He's going to be cool, though. Don't give anyone the wrong impression. So that's all coming to H2K. Cult is taking over. I got some other stuff we're going to talk about, but I'm going to give it back to... Sumerian. Now, what the fuck were you on about before you went all wacky there? You had some news?
Nothing. I got some news. I got some
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did the news.
Yeah.
You guys are so clever.
Kid Stealth sent something in to me.
Kid Stealth.
And it is, I am an American. I'm not particularly intelligent, open-minded, or generally well-liked. I don't live in a clean place. I don't eat nutritiously very often, and I don't drive well. I don't know Shakespeare, Da Vinci, or Gutenberg, though I'm certainly one American. I drink beer, not good beer. I don't use utensils when I'm eating. I believe in guns for settling disputes, not discussions. And I pronounce it ain't, not aren't. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack until I go anywhere. Burger King is fine dining. Cracker Jack is a vegetable, and WWF is real. The United States is the only country in the world. The first nation of ignorance and the best part of South America. My name is John Bebe Joe Billy Ray, and I am an American. He says that's from something else, but I thought it was just funny enough to say on the air.
Now would be a good time to really enforce the fact that we're not anti-American. Not that we're pussying out, but we're really not anti-American.
We are Canadian, actually.
You're anti-idiot.
We are anti-idiot.
Anti-idiot.
Yeah.
We are broadcasting out of...
across all known ethnic and geographical boundaries.
I'm waiting for the asshole bomb.
Asshole bomb?
Motherfucker, do we need the asshole? You know the one that'll drop one day, the great A-bomb? That's the asshole bomb. You know, and it'll drop, and all of a sudden, you know, all the pickup trucks in the world will stop, and they'll just roll to a halt. You know, and your boss won't come into work that day. And, you know, you'll wake up in the morning and your fucking neighbor is quiet for the first time ever.
Oh,
and
my
you,
God.
And you wonder what's going on, and then you realize that the asshole bomb has dropped.
Has dropped, yes.
And Rant Radio will be the only dominant media in the world! We will take it over! You cannot stop us! It'll be great. Oh, my God, that's just fucking sexy.
Porn.
It is. It is. I mean, that's the kind of shit, like Taylor Wayne and Sylvia Saint would just listen to Rant Radio and they're wet.
Oh, yeah.
Rant Radio, inducing lesbian frenzies all over the world.
That's right. That's our new slogan.
It is.
What is our new slogan, actually?
Well,
speaking of that, you want to tell us what
it's... Well, we were thinking about... the new slogan was mentioned, and we don't really know where the fuck this one came up.
I don't know. It just came into our head just... Boom.
Our head?
Your head?
My head.
I don't want
Sean K's head.
My head. It came into my head. Why it may as well be our head, because, you know. But.
If there's head going around, I'd like some.
Yeah, how's your head? I'm around for the boys. The point is, it's like that thing where in the IRC, what's happening in the IRC? Go back to the IRC.
People are going crazy, just going, nuts, and scrolling like you can't even read
it. Oh my God, it's going too fast.
Sean K's ego's head.
Sean Gay's egotistical head. Yeah, I know.
Brant's a girl goes, lesbian frenzies, woohoo.
Like I said, you know, I mean, they sit there, they look at each other, and then they think, you know, I never really looked at your nipples like that before. In any case, it's like that killing the hostage thing. Before the show, while people are waiting for the show, in
they're,
the IRC, just...
They're like killing...
People randomly just...
again?
Oh, fuck.
Ah, we're killing. And no one else is complaining. Oh, it's a long distance
It's
call.
A long distance.
You want to let him in?
Yeah, sure, let's let him
okay.
in.
Gotta be
Hi, you're on our 1-800 number. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Okay, make it good.
Say something intelligent.
Well, I'm turning 17 pretty soon, but your streams on your server are starting to lag really bad.
And what are you on a dial-up?
Yeah, I'm on a dial-up, but I'm getting cable pretty soon.
Okay, we increased our speed,
yeah.
So just try all the different mirrors.
That's what I'm doing. Like, I found a whole bunch of crap. I'm like, oh, let's try this one, let's try that one. But okay. Mostly half of them are like...
Turn up your buffer as well. On Winamp, that may help.
Buffering, all that crap.
Yeah, look in buffering, look for the settings in your output or input or something like that.
Yeah, it's in there. In the T3 Sonic, I get stuck at
yes.
buffering.
And this has been technical support on What the Hell.
Get some sleep. Okay.
Get some sleep.
You know, every time that kid
and
calls
he actually
in, he's
logged
like,
off his computer to talk to us.
It's like, hey, is
hey,
Lieutenant Major Zombie?
I'm like really stoned on
like,
life.
Like, fuck, man, that guy fell in like a Pepto-Bismol when he was a kid, and everything just kept on doing that Pepto-Bismol shit. Like, his entire life. It's fucking crazy.
Oh.
Well, what were we talking about? Oh, yes, the new stuff.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you fucking little misfit.
I'm in jail.
Happy birthday. In jail. Say hi to mom from jail. So anyway, suck my cock in jail.
High buffer makes you lag longer, actually. Yes, it does.
Yeah, but we don't want him to listen to us anyway.
That's right.
We lied.
If you press stop repeatedly on Winamp, it works better.
It does.
Which enemy you're on.
Stop. Stop.
Keep pressing Alt-F4 and Control-Alt-Delete. Just keep doing that.
In any fucking case, it's like before the show starts,
yes.
People were killing hostages in the MIRC.
Yes.
That's fucking cool.
It's very funny.
I don't
They're
even
like,
know who
Start the fucking show.
Start
or
the
another
show.
Another hostage gets it.
And then they shoot a hostage. You know, and this has been going on before every single show. And
it must have been a Ronin thing.
I don't know who started it. It was hilarious.
Well, what's really funny is, of course, we have the Israeli attitude. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah,
that's
and,
right.
And any hostage we get back are great. But the point is...
It's all bonus.
That it's all bonus. Anyway...
We pretend there's zero left.
The cult... well, we're going to play... Once we're halfway through the show here, we're going to play that promo again, because I'm sure everyone wants to hear it.
Why is Prophet Zersor pissed?
What?
Technical support on What the Hell, stream disconnected. I don't know. He's having trouble with it, too.
Oh.
Should I have not turned it up for all our poor 33.6 listeners? Get a new connection.
Well, we don't
We
really.
Have to progress sometime.
Hey, come
it's
on, guys.
24 kilobits per second
come on, guys.
For a year and a half. Okay?
Come on. So that's just the way it is.
Yep.
Regardless of the fact. So the new cult slogan.
Yes, right. We'll get to that. It was mentioned in one of the intros. If you're listening at the beginning, before the "Hi, Dad, I'm in jail" repeated 10 times.
Yes.
While we're sorting out line record.
And I don't even know why this one, but I think it fits. Which is, there are no victims. Cults.
Yes.
There are no victims because the whole point of cult is not to have people being victims anymore.
Yeah.
We.
How to fight victimization.
Yeah.
So you're not a victim.
Exactly. And we Sim and I went and had a movie over at Farble's house, and it became a big discussion about where, you know, cults going, and a couple of months...
Farble.
It was his house. That's Farble. Farble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're over at Farble's house.
Previously known as...
As,
right.
Nomad Movie Man, I think.
Movie Man.
Yeah,
yes.
Nomad Movie Man, now known as Farble.
Okay, that's
artist formerly...
And he has joined us. He has,
oh, yeah.
Hey, Farble.
Anyway, we were over there, and Section 9 was talking to me, saying, Sean, where are you going with cult? You know, what's the direction here? You know, where's the cult going? Where's it going? I mean, you're getting these people worked up. You should get them worked up.
They're running around in circles and they're going nuts.
And they're going nuts. What are they going to do?
They're clawing at the walls, taking Shiprock off.
What's cult about? And the truth is, if you want to know what cult is about people. Cult is about people being friends. It's about the network. It's about the community. I'm not making any fucking money. I think that what we need to do.
I'm making loads, but Sean's not.
I don't make a fucking dime.
We make nothing.
Yeah, we make nothing. But the point is that we want to organize the digital underground counterculture and subculture so that we can start supporting each other rather than being victims of getting fucked in the ass by all the corporate structure. And if you don't think you're being fucked in the ass by the corporate structure,
think again.
You're lying to yourself, you moron. Fucking wake up. Smell the coffee, all right?
Look at your clothes. Who are you advertising for?
Absolutely. Today. I mean, let's look at Home Depot, you know? I love those ads with those guys who are like, yeah, I'm a specialist. I make minimum fucking wage. I gotta wear this stupid fucking uniform.
I went to school for minimum wage.
Absolutely. That's my fucking task.
And I've been brainwashed to like this orange uniform.
I'll take a leaf here from Dennis Miller. If you've reached the age of 30 years old and you're still wearing a, you know, still at a job where you have to wear a name tag, you've made a seriously fucking bad career choice.
Oh, yeah. You know, but it used to be so true that...
I have a name tag at work. I choose to wear it, though.
Yeah, but
point... you're also not 30 years old.
Oh, true.
However, the point is that there's a lot of people, you know, who wound up just bad shit happens, and they wind up getting trapped, and it's through no fault of their own. I mean, the shit that Smokehouse had to go through, man, that fucking guy got...
There are no victims, though.
Fucked! Oh, no, there is no victim. That's the whole dream, is there is no victims.
Right.
Right? So it's not like, oh, well, No, he got fucked, man.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do to prevent himself?
But he didn't have a support network.
He didn't have a support network at the time.
Right.
You know, same with Fault Sequence. Fault Sequence had a problem. Emailed me. We sorted it out.
Oh, yeah. It's
no
all
more
sorted
victims.
Out. No more victims.
There's
that was
no
all
more
sorted
victims.
Out.
Victims.
That was sorted out.
I think now would be a good time to maybe play that rant.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so, because I got to take a piss.
Oh, okay.
That's my whole time.
Too much information.
Shut up. I'll pee on you. Golden shower.
Not again.
Who's in?
Who's in for a golden shower? Oh, my God. It's early.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Have I ever drank too much Dr. Pepper? I'm
okay.
Like fucking humming like a chainsaw over
not
here.
Enough.
Not enough. Not enough. 75 maybe for the Caramel Sequence. Why is it I remember television commercials from when I was fucking 12?
Because that's all
that?
You had.
That's the problem.
That's the fucking problem, isn't it? It just goes on and on and on. It never ever stops.
You
never,
know what?
Never stops. What? You don't have it, do you?
No, I do have it somewhere.
You suck!
I remember moving it over.
I remember. Tell me about the rabbits, Lenny. Fuck.
It's not Sim's night.
Sim is having a bad fucking...
Well, you see, all the files are on the other computer.
Oh, and frog had wings. He wouldn't bump his ass a-hopping, would he?
And
no.
I have to move it over.
Good fucking excuse.
So I'm going to have to move it over now.
Oh, okay. Keep
it.
Us posted there, Sim. Attaboy. It's coming.
It's
halfway
coming.
Over now.
I could play it over the network and take my chances.
Yeah, you could, though, but we're having such good luck with that tonight.
Yeah, we're having a phenomenal night.
Okay, I'm going to copy it over.
Oh, there you go.
Stream may get choppy.
You're keeping people at the edge of their seat
seconds.
With this.
Oh, it's called Sean K., Skinny Chicks
on
Ramp Radio.
And here it comes.
And here it comes right about now.
What the fuck? Those you asked for it is your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Ramp Radio.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works.
Remember when you were a kid and you used to look at all the cool Playboy magazines, you know, and they'd have these women in there with these awesome bodies, and they'd be all sexy and full form and all this kind of shit, and you look at chicks like Betty Page and Marilyn Monroe, you know, they had some good form figure going on, and now you turn to Hollywood sex symbols, and what do you have? You have stick people! I fucking hate these skinny women! They got on the fucking television, man! Like, holy cow! They're 911 girls! Why? You take them to bed, you get a little more than a little bit excited, shit, you breathe heavy on these women, and it's like, call 911! They're fucking broken. You can't do anything with them. I mean, gee whiz, man. Come on. Look at some of these chicks out there. The camera adds 10 pounds. Yeah, so what do they weigh? 11 pounds? Give me a break. They weigh nothing. They have no muscle on their system. They're gross. If I can see your collarbone, okay, I'm sorry, all right? You have to draw the line. So I don't want to see your backbone from the front of you. They have no tits. They have no form. They have no body. I want a woman you can do a couple of rounds with. I mean, if they want to be muscular, that's fine. You want to go crazy with some Grace Jones kind of chick, hey, that's right on. But give me a break with these skinny fucking broads. Women, if you're listening, yeah, like you're listening, but if you are, come on, give me a break. Nobody wants a skinny, skinny broad like that. That's not gonna fucking happen. We don't think it's sexy. It's fucking gross. For Christ's sake, eat something. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Will the Lord Jesus be able to feed all those people with that single loaf of Wonder Bread and that half a can of tuna? We'll find out just as soon as we take this break to hear all about how you can vulcanize your sneakers at home for just pennies per shoe.
How fucking perfect is that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I want to vulcanize my sneakers.
What exactly is vulcanizing?
It's when you hold them down and you go, my mind to your mind. My mind to your mind. Children screaming. I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. Speaking of which, we discovered just a fucking amazing group.
It's beautiful.
Oh, this group called Spock. They're amazing. What should we play? We should play something from them because they're just that fucking pornographic.
Now you're getting me to play do another one.
What?
Get something else from the other computer.
Oh, sorry about your luck. What about our listeners?
Oh, the poor listeners. What about
the
children?
Think of the children.
Tim, you had 6 days and 22 hours to get
No, I had today. Shut up.
6 days and 22 hours. Why? Because he's a brutally lazy fuck. Why are no more of my rants then? Sim.
All Sim. That's Sim all my fault. Blame me. Blame everyone.
Blame Samarian. You're such
so I got some more stuff.
You got a nice ass, though.
Shut up.
What, you're saying you don't have a nice ass?
No, I don't want you looking at it.
I'm looking at your ass.
Oh.
Please,
what are you doing
not
later?
Again.
What are you doing later? Nomad Romulus says, last week, he says, he changed his work schedule so he could stay up later to listen to What the Hell.
Now, that's what
that
it's all about.
Dedication.
That's
how is that?
I mean, that's almost as dedicated as the guy in Bosnia who gets up at 5 in the fucking morning to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like
he gets up, crawls to the desk, and falls asleep until he hears the loud voice of Sean Kennedy ranting into his ear from the speakers.
That's right, and he like, you know.
Well, that would wake anybody up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's fucking sexy. We love that. And that's why we do this, because, you know, how else would I drink so much goddamn Dr. Pepper that I can talk this fast and not be able to... Do you know how late I stay up every night? I go home. My wife's at home. I go home late. I'm like, hi, good night. And she's gone. She's out, right? And I'm like lying there staring at the ceiling going, you know, and then before you know it, I'm out there fucking posting to cult because I can't sleep, you know, and it's just, oh my God.
After you've levitated off the wall and vibrated through.
Oh my God, it's fucking brutal, man. And like today, I mean, when I saw myself on, like they mentioned me by fucking name.
Sean Kennedy on the Geek News.
On fucking Geek News. Like I was like,
like. You're going, what have I done to deserve my name in a newspaper?
Like, holy shit. Not only that, but it's like the, you know, like, what? When you get mentioned by name in the same fucking thing that carries shit about Linus Torvalds and all this kind of stuff. It's like, I'm some kind of fucking
icon.
It's
not just rant radio. It's not a thing. It was Sean mentioned by name in it. And it was
I don't know. I don't know. What do you do about that? I mean, bear in mind, they also mentioned Psycho Killers on there. So, you know, it's all in perspective. Let's not get too fucking out of control. But I guess I'm just surprised because, after all, I mean, I'm just a guy.
Just one man.
I'm just one man. I'm not cult. I'm not the leader of cult. I'm just the guy who started it.
Yeah, he's just the guy who keeps it all together, you know.
We run the webpage. I mean, there's people who've done a fucking boatload of work for cult, man. At least as much.
Way more than you.
Not way more, but fucking a lot. Like, at least as much as I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Smokehouse. Fuck, that guy's... Fuck, he's a soldier, man. The guy
just
plods
keeps
along.
Going and going and...
Oh, fucking Nixter. Holy shit. Thanks for the flash intro. Cult.rantradio.com. Right
check
now,
it
soon,
out.
Soon
yeah.
to be www.thecult.org.
That's right.
But, I mean... And those motherfuckers aren't getting forgotten, okay? Like, a minute I get a little bit more funding coming in, I'm not forgetting those guys, man. They're going to be getting
well compensated,
absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely, man.
One way or the other.
I'm not going to fucking pimp out those guys. That's huge.
It's time for the news.
Is it?
Yep.
All right, let's talk about the news.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Don't say dub, dub, dub. Okay, we'll wait till we get back from here. A fault sequence says, don't say dub dub dub, you sound like a mental patient.
Nub nub nub.
Nub nub nub.
Put some retards in a car, we're going to the zoo.
Dub
dub dub. Better watch out or the insects will get you.
Oh, TR808 says, yeah, the wife's already in bed. Guess I'm a total geek for staying up and listening to this instead of getting some.
Not really. She's your wife. You can get some anytime.
That's right.
You've got that commitment there now. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
But, what the fuck? That intro's got to go.
Oh, I know.
Charles Schulz is fucking dead, okay? He's worm meat. The cartoon sucks. Everybody knows the cartoon sucks. Peanut licks bag. Snoopy was the only cool guy. Oh, wow, he's fighting the Red Baron again. It's been going on for 40 fucking years or however long. The thing, it stopped running. The guy died. Okay, same day.
I mean, could have been the only thing that was making him go.
Seriously, man, there's fucking cave drawings of it. You know, look, there's a handprint. There's a bison, and there's, you know, Lucy and fucking Linus and all the guys and the great fucking pumpkin. It was never funny. It never was. What was funny there?
It was just like, tree.
Okay, yeah, the Christmas tree, the funniest thing on fucking Peanuts that never said a goddamn word.
Wasn't it a Tao kind of thing, a Taoist relation?
The Tao?
Kind
of, the Tao of Peanuts?
The Tao of Peanuts. I'm sure it was so dull and dry, it must have been like that.
It wasn't. It'd be Zen more than Tao. Winnie the Pooh is Tao.
Right.
Winnie the Pooh is very Tao. But fucking Peanuts was just shit. Now, but bear in mind, then you get a wicked fucking monster trauma ass, psycho kicking, cool psycho-fuck comic like Bloom County.
Yeah.
And then it goes tits up. And then Outland goes tits up.
Rancid Girl hates you now.
Why?
Because Peanuts rule, she says.
Fuck you, Rancid Girl. I hate you too.
Wow.
Here is the first one, the first news. I don't know if you guys can...
I fucking hated Peanuts.
Guys, watch it later. It'll start playing right away, but it is the latest chapter in Napster.
What?
The guys over at Camp Chaos.
Yeah.
Metallicops.
The Metallicops.
Oh, it's very funny.
I think I posted. Yeah, it's posted in Cult.
That's right. Posted in Cult.
And there's actually a wicked link to it. That's a full screen version of it. So if you go to the Cult.
This is the one. This is the full screen version.
Oh,
that
one
I put up just now.
It?
I posted it there.
Oh, okay.
So check that out later because it will start playing immediately and maybe cut us off.
Yeah. So
don't do it now. Don't do it now.
Don't do it now.
Well, why?
They can do it
because
now. Just log back on.
Well, they'll miss the rest of the show.
Well, not the rest of it. How
minutes.
Long is the fucking... It's not like a full episode of Cops, you moron. It's only like 10 seconds.
All they're
going to
miss is you ranting on about how much you hate Peanuts.
I hated fucking Peanuts, man.
Don't start them again.
Who liked Peanuts? Really?
I just thought it was this kind of circle.
Oh, Jiminy fucking...
Or how about Kathy?
Or
there's
or
a entertaining
or BC.
One. Or BC. Oh. Which one's that? Oh, BC's okay. BC's got some funny shit. Occasionally.
I don't think it's funny at all.
BC's got some funny shit on it. Remember Mary Worth and that fucking stupid doctor one? And Ivanhoe and Rex Morgan and... Fuck you. Rex Morgan.
They say like three lines.
Rex Morgan, watch a fucking soap.
Well, that's just it. You know, that's... And apparently they actually have a huge following. Apparently. Apparently, this is what I'm told.
All those boring things?
Yeah, which, Rex Morgan is huge.
It must, or how else does it stay in the newspapers?
You know, they should have, like, Savage Sword of Conan in the fucking comic book. Remember the old SSOCs, the magazine ones? You know, Savage Sword of Conan
How cool
ones?
Would Savage Sword of Conan be in, like, 1 inch by 1 inch? Look at that. Where is he? I can't see him anymore. It's like big jungle scene.
That's true. Well, it should just... I miss that magazine, man, that black and white. I used to go when I was a kid. I'd buy a Savage Sword of Conan and a Dr. Pepper. And I'd go and I'd sit down under and I'd hide underneath the balcony and I'd fucking drink my doctor. Well, where do you think I got that line? It's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit. I learned that from Conan.
Really?
Yeah, honest to God, it was a Conan comic.
Everything he needed to learn about life, he learned from Conan.
Fucking A, you learned it from Conan. Such useful phrases in life like, 3 feet of steel ought to change your mind.
Here's the next.
And it works.
Would this be the appropriate time to mention that Robert E. Howard, the creator of Conan, killed himself back in the 30s?
Really?
Well, look at H.P. Lovecraft. I mean, the guy lived with his mom. You know, fuck, all the great minds all had, you know, some minor problems.
Minor setbacks.
Minor issues. At least he knew when to check out, unlike Charles Schulz, who just kept on and on. I'm sure Charles Schulz kicked ass in the 30s, too, and in the 20s, and in the 1830s and the 1820s. Fucking the guy's been around since Christ was a cowboy.
Here is something for the vampires in Cult.
Oh, yes. This is fucking
CasketFurniture.com. If you're at a loss for a cool piece of furniture in your house... Go here first. I'm looking for a couch, so I'm thinking about this. Hey, look at that. Casket Furniture. Turns into a bed there. You can get pet products, little pet beds made out of caskets.
Because the futon just wasn't enough, I guess.
Just to bring this back to the folks, we're actually talking about coffins. That's the slang term for the coffin is a casket. Yeah. And, they're actually furniture made from coffins.
You get, like, a shelf display for your TV. It's like an on-end, and you put your TV in it, and
that's
little shelves in the casket.
Awesome.
It's what the modern vampire is using.
That's right.
It is. It's what all the most fashionable.
It's a little expensive.
Well, it's what Lestat uses and stuff.
Yes, well, I mean, a vampire can afford that because they've usually been around for hundreds of years.
Oh, they've amassed
a small
fortune.
They can afford the payments then, because I think that's how long it takes to pay off.
They've amassed a small fortune, yes.
Nothing like, it'd be kind of weird to have. Like, if I had that much money, like, most of when I was a goth, and I used to run around doing goth shit, I mean, most of the goth culture is A, schizophrenic, and B, like, pretty, you know, broke.
I was going to say depressed, actually, but...
Well, they're depressed and broke. You know, and so they wear a lot of black, put on the white makeup.
They listen
to
Morrissey to cheer themselves up.
That kind of thing. And what happens is that, you know, they got all the plum lipstick on, and the chicks lie around looking sexy all day. You know, listening, you know.
How about
like
a little
fun,
ladies?
You know, the mortal coil chicks, you know, on the dark, deep in smoking ocean, you know, that kind of shit. And that was very sexy, and I thought that was very cool, but not a lot of them had a lot of cash.
No, nope. Broke as hell. Eh?
Which is funny because any money they did get, they spent on like shoes. I'm not shitting you. You ever seen what a pair of fucking Flubogs cost? Holy shit, Batman!
Yeah, I went into a store with
John
my
Flubog?
Ex-girlfriend, and they're like, "Whoa,
that's why he lives
that's
in a mansion."
That, I
that's
think
why
that,
Flubog
there's a Flubog store on Granville Street in Vancouver. That's all they sell is shoes, and they're like,
"Oh, that's what
Flubogs
sell."
Outrageous!
Oh yeah, they're like $400. I saw a kick-ass pair of boots in there for $400.
It's not $400, cool. Drop a zero.
Yeah, like, it's $400. I either drop a zero or drop a few magazines in there because it's like, holy cow.
I'm taking these shoes.
Nobody has to die. I only want the boots, you know.
You go falling down, you put the shoes on the counter, go, how much are these shoes?
Yeah, you know, I'm rolling back right
now. $100.
$100.
No, they're $20.
They're $20.
No, $100.
No, $100. Oh, that's it. Someone's going to play the race card now because we got other things. Oh, they're making fun of Chinese people.
No, it was a movie. Rent the movie, see the movie.
No,
that's
I have a solution for that. People go, you're playing the race. Pang.
Pang. Here comes the shovel.
Here comes the shovel. Shovels are coming.
And if you don't know about the shovel, go to cult.rantradio.com and see Stickman do it.
Yeah.
Whack.
I stick in the back of the head.
Yeah, Sean goes down hard.
Hard.
Digs his own grave.
I do, though.
Hard working.
Symbolic in a way. But, so, anyway.
Local news teases. Have they gone too far? This is like a joke thing. Big-breasted women who hate bras but love trampolines. Tonight on Action News.
Hey, is this an onion type thing? You're not reading Onion on the air.
I'm not reading Onion on the air.
If you read Onion, I'll fuck kill you.
There's a man behind you with a gun. Don't look. He'll shoot you if you turn around, but he'll leave quietly if you stay up and watch Eyewitness News following ER.
Those are pretty good. We should actually... Don't read anymore. We should use these for cult. Or Rant Radio. We'll, like, make up our own ones and just, like, do them...
Listen to What the Hell, yeah.
I'll do them on What the Hell. Like, take whatever they got there and...
The food your children are eating at a local strip club could be killing them. We take a look inside on What the Hell.
Hell. Yeah, there you go.
I'll put a little twist on these ones.
It's kind of like that fortune cookie game where you put in bed at the end of the...
Sean Kay is sleeping with several local teens. Find out if your child is one of them at 9 p.m. Sunday nights.
Well, I hope my wife isn't listening. That would really suck.
Lose weight, make money, feed the homeless while watching TV. We'll show you how on What the Hell. A story so shocking that everyone will be talking about it tomorrow. You don't want to be the loser who doesn't watch, do you? Elephants having sex in front of fourth graders. Fourth graders! Film at 9 p.m.
What the hell?
What the hell? Those are just so funny.
Not really, they're kind of lame.
Shut the fuck up.
They're lame. It's funnier than Peanuts.
True. If it's funnier than Peanuts...
step up for you.
If it's funnier than Peanuts, we'll say it on Rant Radio.
Oh, no,
we've
got some pretty high standards. I'm glad the webcam's not out because I'm like fucking all sprawling now. I'm like, my fatness is...
Just like on... see, that thing we're giving away tonight is fully appropriate then. You're in that pose.
Oh, give me a break.
You're in the pose. You are.
You are. No, you're up. Actually, I'll have to agree with Tim on that one. Sorry, Kennedy, you're up.
Yeah, since when me being outnumbered has ever changed my mind ever in the history of the world?
Just make them fight
Katie,
harder.
You're all by yourself, and we're going to come in that house to get you. What's he doing? He's lighting the house on fire. AC.
We're not going in the house anymore.
We're not going in the house anymore. Come
Is he coming out? Not yet.
I think he's digging his way out. He's got a shovel in there. What happened to the SWAT team? We don't know. They threw all their guns back out, though.
Don't need them. Got enough guns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrong caliber. Don't need them.
At 8K talks and bullshit runs. I wish I had time to count all of my guns.
Great. You see it all on the news all the time. People going, the world's coming to end. They're holding up signs.
Ah, yes.
This is great. Got it off the cult webpage. Your source for news.
Yes.
First in news.
Always.
Way before /dot. Way before /dot.
Yeah, we won't put it before because everything cool is on Geek News.
Oh yeah, go look at Geek News.
Especially the second story on Geek.
Oh yeah, unless there's a third one.
Yeah,
it's the Rant Radio story. It's very cool. But if you want to find out when the world's coming to an end, every month, every day.
Yep.
And who said it's coming to an end? You got
to
go to
this.
Gives
you something to look forward to.
Oh yeah, get all geared up.
That's Jack Van Amp, isn't it?
Oh, Jack Van Amp. Fuck, I'd love to. Can we get an interview with Jack? Jesus, I'd love to.
That'd be amazing.
Jack Van Amp. What do you think he'd do it?
I'm just curious. Is Rexella really alive, or is she an animatron?
Seriously.
I think the only way you could seriously get an interview with him would be to impersonate, impersonate Christians or something.
Is this a local thing, or is it a
Jack
a bigger,
Van Amp is the original fucking Doomsday Christ guy.
Is he big? Is he like all over North America?
Yeah, he's got his own TV show. The guy's
He does it like
it's a newscast. Yeah. But he's got his wife named Rexella, who's like, gaunt. She looks like Iggy Pop with like good drag. And I'm thinking, I just want him pictured that. And he's got like the full Christian broadcaster hair going on.
And they regularly offer like full length movies and shit.
Oh fuck
like that.
Yeah! Like why?
Really?
Oh yeah, they're amazing.
For free.
No,
minimum donation.
Oh.
No, it's like $24.95 or something like that.
No way am I giving the money.
No, yeah.
If they come up here and do like a little Christian circuit up here.
No, this gets huge.
We're there.
Jack Van Amp is huge.
Yeah, but those people have things. They have to be all over the place.
I would kill to see how fucked up some of his videos and shit are, but I would never actually donate money to him.
No way.
We
go down there and take
money, but we kill for it.
We go down there and take some of those videos because they give them away free regularly.
Hey, you psycho Christian. Fuck, give me that video.
I mean, we went to the Raelian.
Look at me. I'm in hell. Give me a video.
Oh, fucked up. We need it.
The Elohim.
This is a good story. We should probably tell that story on. I don't think we've even told that fucking story.
I don't think we have. We'll tell it after.
We won't. We'll forget. We'll fully forget.
Fuck that. Okay,
we're
going to do it.
Fucking news. Give me a break.
The news filler. We got to stick to
the format. Fuck the format.
Fuck
we
the
got
format.
A structure. We got to structure the show.
Right. Yeah, last time we tried that.
Oh, God.
It's
that was my bright idea. We should
It's like, it's time to do this now, but.
But we're
it's
not
all fucked. Error. The red light went off. We all fled the building. It was fucked up, okay?
Fucked up. Joey fucked up. Everyone say Joey fucked up.
Joey fucked up.
Okay, so. Moving right along, what do we have? We're talking about the Elohim.
See, we're almost already forgetting.
The Elohim.
The Elohim. How did this start?
What happened was before I got my job as an ISP.
You're an ISP?
I am.
Connect to Sean.
I am ISP.
Get your IPs at Sean.
Yeah, fuck you.
Plug right in.
I'd be stable.
Oh yeah,
be a table to be a while to put me down. Fuck you.
All right, I'm not going down.
How tough is your ISP? They got a picture of me with a fucking USB port and a big shovel.
Come on, cocksucker!
I got plenty for everybody. Anyway, so
that's what Sean is aspiring to be. That's why he's doing this cult thing. He wants to be in commercials.
That's fuck that'd be
with
holy.
His shovel, Sean, what? And his shovel.
And now Sean Kennedy for Carnation Instant Chocolate.
I fucking love hot chocolate.
This dark chocolate just fucking slays.
And now Sean Kennedy for Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper fucking rules. I'm hot tub on it right now. These cans, I emptied them yesterday.
And now I'm going to fill them back up again and recycle. Okay, in all honesty, let's talk about...
How did this start?
A fucking Elohim. What happens before I got my job at the ISP... which I currently work for, which Sumerian. He came unto me and he spaketh thus and he said, listen, Sean,
I have a mission for you. Can you handle it? Sean goes, fuck yeah, I can handle anything.
It's 60 cubits by 20 cubits by.
And I said, right, what's a cubit?
There will be a great flood upon the earth.
So what happened there was that, and actually, Sim would like to take full credit saying that I, out of the goodness of my heart, sacrificed
Sean
my
would be
God.
Starving in the ditch
if it was not for Sumerian.
With no cardboard box.
and the truth of the matter is that Sumerian actually went full mercenary, got offered more money, and bailed out on a guy who's kept him alive.
I'm out of here.
After a guy kept him alive for 4 years and gave him all the computer knowledge. So Sim could have either said, you know, I know that you've trained me and given me all the computer knowledge I could ever hope to have, but fuck you, I got offered more money, so I'm jumping ship and you can burn. And in lieu of that, I'm going to give you my crazy friend, Sean.
Ah!
Don't mind the spike collar.
He's really great. Really. There's been too much bloodshed, too much carnage. Just walk away. Leave the ISP. So he left. I had to take over, and I'm like, this should be my web server.
What?
I know how to spell web server.
What's a DNS?
I got this DNS here. I used to play D&D. I'm only one consonant off, you know. Anyway, so it was,
Do not start.
Do not start. Error. 0113. Anyway, so before I did that, I worked as you know, another technical field. I was a security guard. And I used to walk around this fucking parking lot.
Yeah, man.
And, of course, I was really fucking bored. You know, there's a few good stories where I caught a guy pissing and I made him stop. That was a good one. Stop pissing in my parking lot! And he's like, and he wouldn't stop. So I kicked him off the parking lot. He could go see a movie. You know, I totally feel any kind of empathy for these guys who work as a security job. Because, why are you being such a dink? Think about it. They walk around a big circle. If you had a chance to be a dink to someone, wouldn't you? I mean, fuck, give me a break here. In any case, so what happened was is they had these brochures on cars, which had a picture of Jesus and a UFO on it, which, you know, attracted me like flies to shit. I was on that thing like a fat kid on a Smartie,
like,
man. I was just like, whoa.
But I like Smartie.
No, it's fucking mighty. So I'm on it and says, notice the origin of Jesus. Come to this Elohim meeting. And I'm like, fucking A, I'm going to this Elohim
meeting. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this should be good.
So we go, and Ronan Sariet, Sumerian, myself, who else was there? You were there.
Mm-hmm.
Ronan Medic. We all went in separately, so it didn't look like we were friends.
Yeah.
And
even though it was quite apparent after we sat together.
Oh, yeah, we all
but it was okay.
Almost sat together.
And Sumerian, of course, brought a video camera for this.
Oh,
podcast.
Yeah.
And this was sexy. So they start talking about how Jesus, okay, there was this, okay, here's the gist of their religion, okay? There was this race car driver who was driving along. All of a sudden, he stops because there's a UFO parked on the side of the road, which, no shit.
I'd stop, too.
I'd be like, hey, how's it going?
Race over.
Hey, that's a UFO on the side of the road, isn't it?
I'll trade you my McLaren for it.
Yeah, I'll trade you my McLaren. And then, personally, I would have got out of the car, act all stunned until I got close and got my hands on one of them, and then I would have put him in a chokehold and wrestled my way aboard the ship, muttering, of course, the eternal phrase, nobody has to die. I only want the Star Cruiser. So this is, you know, why is it that the UFOs constantly come to Earth and abduct the stupidest people on the fucking planet? Anyway,
the smart ones would take over.
That's right. So
no, it's only about
4 Yeah, there's only no 4 foot little.
Oh, how do you drive it?
Well, crouching, that's how I drive it.
Well,
most at high speed.
You find a way.
I mean, you know, it's all how fast you can learn. Anyhow, so he gets picked up. They're like, hey, come with us. We're going to our homeworld. He's like, okay.
Sure.
So he fucks off, and on the homeworld, he meets Jesus, Moses, and God.
All the big people.
You know, they're all there. Buddha. They're all hanging out.
Yeah,
and they were
a
all,
hard crash.
They were all robots. I think they were robots.
Yeah,
or
they were robots.
That was the idea. They're robots.
That's right.
That were sent to Earth, and that's why they live so long. No shit, this is what these fuckers believe. Okay, and then they got this video they show us of them, you know, sitting on a hillside and everyone's nude sunbathing and they're juggling, like, you know, this big, like,
party
circus.
And, fun for the family.
And we have an Elohim marriage, the woman's saying, and me and my husband, we have an Elohim marriage where I'm with him because I decide to be with him, and if I want to be with someone else tomorrow, I can be, but I can come back and be with my husband the next day.
Into the mic.
And I'm like, let me get this straight. So you can go and, like, fuck some guy. No, not fuck him. Just be with him. I see. So you can go be with this guy.
In the biblical sense.
In the biblical sense, you will know him.
Know him.
And then you come back and you be with your husband and it's all good. And I'm like,
must admit she was a cute little Frenchie and I'm single, so that's okay.
Getting a little cultish there.
Take it from me. That's a little bit too cultish.
They're
okay?
All naked in the video and
that's a
good kicker. They're they had stickers over most of their stuff. These little stickers.
Yeah, they had the stickers because the stickers were covering these weird little swastikas.
Those are good, yeah.
And what they covered them with was the Star of David.
Yeah, which is good. So, you know.
Like, what message, what are you trying to do here?
Those are kind of opposing yeah, so,
little symbols there.
Anyway, so she's saying how the dinosaurs were an experiment by the Elohim. And I start talking. We should actually rip the audio from this. This is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I start talking about it. I said, so let me get this straight. So they created the dinosaurs, right? And then they destroyed the dinosaurs. Yes. Why? Because they were a mistake. Why were they a mistake? Because, you know, they weren't smart enough. I see. And now, and then what did they do? Oh, they created man. And as soon as man builds this temple in Babylon, we're going to come back and we'll all embrace them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, as soon as enough people believe in the Elohim, then yep. they'll return. And I'm like, wait, I think they want to invade. And I started going on this angle where they tried to control the dinosaurs. We're a bioweapon! Dear God, man! Run to the hills! And the woman's like listening to me, right? And I'm going off. And I'm like,
were we robots? Or no,
no, I said, have you seen him bleed? Like, she's talking about the race car guy who developed this. And I said, have you seen him bleed?
What?
Have you seen him bleed? Well, I've touched him. I've held him. Is he a robot? I don't think so. It could be. If you have not seen him bleed, next time you see him, you'll cut him. Cut him! / bleed. Maybe just that appendage. Cut all of his appendages.
And the foolish people let me videotape this whole fiasco.
Oh, fuck, it was brilliant, man.
And there was this one guy in the back of the room.
He gets up and starts arguing with me, and I'm on his side. And he's like, oh, you're all going to hell! You're all sinners! Only one true God, and he fucks off, and he's great.
He ran. It was so good.
And then there was like these two hardcore Muslims.
And they were wondering what this Star David thing was happening.
Oh, and they were, none of this jives with the Koran. And, oh my God, it was fuck, it was amazing.
It was so funny.
Where is that tape?
You have to see
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was fucking good. You should see me. I'm like pointing around. The chick was on my side. She wanted to hear me out because I sound like I'm really interested, right? And then I come to the conclusion, oh my God, they're going to invade! I mean, well, if those Elohim try to come back into my town, I'll put a round to that motherfucker's ass. You know, give me that horse camp 50. I'll just miss him by 3 feet. I'll tear his fucking arms off. So, whatever.
And then after the show, these guys are very cool. They give out Korans to, like, everyone there.
Oh, yeah. And we got not the Elohim guys. These were the other guys.
They didn't give shit to us.
They never gave me shit. We had to buy
free Bibles.
No free Bibles. No books. No tapes. And buy this book, and in 30 pages, we'll explain all the secrets of the universe. I'm like, whoa.
Well, that's a pretty mighty book.
No bloatware.
All
here.
That for $24.95.
Wow. That's pretty tight
notes
code.
Version.
Yeah, wow.
Cold Notes version of the answer to the universe.
The Cold Notes.
$9.95.
So, I wonder where everybody is tonight. I figured there'd be more people in. The RC is like not even halfway full.
No. The other monitor
yeah.
is much smaller. It's 1,024 by 768.
Oh.
The other one's like 800 by 600. So there would be a scroll bar in the other one. That's right.
Master 3NE.
So.
This is the one he took back from me.
Hey, I already played your rant. Fuck.
No, not my rant. The fucking, you want to, I don't know, what do they want? They want to hear that cool intro we did again? That was cool.
Oh, yeah, probably some people didn't hear it. So we're going to play, this is called, yeah, I didn't even say what it was called. It's called Sean's Day in Court, and this is mighty. We did this today, and this is ripped from the Boondock Saints, something you have to see. You
of
just
course,
have to see. It's like required
viewing for all cults. I'm not in the actual Boondock Saints.
No, we did some little manipulation.
Yeah, we did
and,
some audio
so
video mastery.
If you hear Sean K. talking, it's we did that.
We did that, yeah. Just to keep you up to speed there.
Yeah, he wasn't actually in the movie, but here it is.
Yeah.
I love Nomad.
Shut the fucking camera! I've got drop your gun! One at a time, now! Drop it! What? Which way are you taking? What are you doing?
Get the fuck out!
What? Get the back!
All right, let's tell these people a little something about cult.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
Sugar high crack.
You will witness what happens here today, and you will tell of it later. All eyes to the front.
Now's a good time to fuck it.
Shut your fucking mouth!
Well, I'm glad I've got your attention. We gathered you here today because you people need to bear witness to the truth. The truth that is the cult. We have tried before to mention to you the fact that we were coming as an insurgence of power. You need to understand that now is the time. You were not ready before, but you better be ready now.
Now you will receive us.
We do not ask for your poor or your hungry.
We do not want your tired and sick.
It is your corrupt weak clan.
It is your evil that will be sought by us.
With every breath, we shall hunt them down.
Each day, we will spill their blood till it rains down from the sky.
Do not kill. Do not rape. Do not steal. These are principles which every man of every faith can embrace.
These are not polite suggestions.
These are codes of behavior, and those of you that ignore them will pay the dearest cost. There are varying degrees of evil. We are due lesser forms of filth, not to push the bounds and cross over into true corruption, into our domain. But if you do, one day you will look behind you and you will see we three. And on that day, you will rip it. And we will send you to whatever God you wish.
And shepherds we shall be, for thee, my Lord, for thee. Power hath descended forth from thy hand.
Cooler.
We swiftly carry out thy command. We shall flow ever forth to thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be.
In nomine Patri, et Filii,
Spiritus Sancti.
There are no victims in cults.
Why are you shooting hostages, Cenobite Skip?
Just because he can.
Oops, misfire.
I was cleaning it. Yeah. Is it dead?
I'm guessing by
Does
that sound
like
effect.
Dead hostage storage?
That Sean.
Is there a sign outside?
Is there a sign outside?
Dead hostage storage.
In any case, what were we saying? Are we turned up really loud? Ooh, there you go.
There we go. We were. We have some, we got some call-ins to do a little bit later so people can phone into the show.
And
ask
us
what
advice.
It's about. Ask advice.
Sure. We'll do the segment of the show. Sean's...
Praise to Sean.
Praise to Sean.
Sean, you're so wonderful, and I love you, and I want to bear your children.
Actually, I've never had anyone offer to bear my children.
No, not yet. I'm
well,
sure Rancid Girl might.
No.
No?
She wants your children.
Oh, right. That's
Rancid
right.
Girl wants you.
Well,
that's
she
right.
hates Sean now that he hates peanuts, so...
Yeah,
oh,
it's all over for you.
She knows I love her.
Yeah, but she still hates you because you hate peanuts.
Fuck her then. Anybody? Well, I'm married, so it doesn't really matter. That's the nice thing about being married is you can be like a total dick to every woman in the world. Oh, it's awesome. It's like, you know, some totally fucking smoked bitch comes up to you, and you know she's a bitch.
Sacknal snotty.
And she's hi, can I...
Aren't I, am I beautiful? I'm so beautiful.
I'm so beautiful. Can I rub my breast up against your arm and I'll make you all hot and sweaty? I'm like, you know, you... Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it. Get the fuck away from me.
Emperor you Chang know? Says, I'll maul your children.
I'll maul your children.
He said, yes, Prophet Rancid Girl confirmed it. I love Sean, but I'll bear Sim's children.
Ah! Oh. We got a love tetrahedron.
That's going to happen.
Oh, come on. You want to... What's wrong with a 16-year-old? What's that rule?
About 16 years.
You half your age and add
seven
years?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
So,
how
what
old
am
are
I?
You?
26.
Oh, you're 26, so half your age is
13.
13. Add seven.
Not going to work. It's got to be 20.
Oh.
Old enough to go get milk, old enough to get bread.
Huh?
Yeah. Ronan Medic, you're fired. you're never allowed to loosen clothing on anyone ever again. Okay,
She's 17. Okay. Getting closer.
Did I hear
3 years,
Skip
McCall.
15 will get you 20, Skip says.
Yes, Misogyny Man did rear his ugly head. I'm sorry.
But the prizes that we're going to give away, we have to think of a good question for these people. This is a mighty prize.
We should,
super mighty prize.
Let's discuss the mighty prize.
Yes, we shall. It is not... What? Okay.
What do we
sorry,
have,
just
Chuck?
Before we go on about a mighty prize.
Yes.
Is at the end of this month, the Sean K. logo contest is coming to a close.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you have...
What is that about?
The Sean K. logo contest is about, if you go to the cult webpage, there's logos for the Clan Prophet, Clan Gargoyle, Clan whatever. There's always these different clans, and there's symbols for them. And everyone has a symbol for the clan, except for Sean K., which is namely me.
That's right.
So I don't have a symbol. I needed a logo. And I had a contest to design logos, and I've gotten some fucking amazing logos sent in. And we're getting near a close now, because I've got a couple in mind that I think we're going to go with. I'm not announcing any winners. We're not going to actually announce the winner. This is going to kick your ass. And the winner is...
Well, they got to figure it out?
No. Yeah. We're not going to announce the winner until I don't want to announce the winner until I know that they're going to be getting the package. I want to send the prize to them.
Oh, okay.
And I want to send it to them, like, on a Tuesday.
Right.
So that they'll get it by a Friday, and then they'll have it for the show. And then I'll announce the winner.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Then it could be almighty.
Because that way they're not all, they're all like, I was the winner, blah, 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 and it was all cool.
Yeah, but they're going to say that. They're going to jump in the IRC and say, I won, look what I got, before the show.
Oh,
and everyone will know.
Yeah, so what?
Well, they could keep it a secret.
They could.
That'd probably be better. They won't. You know that.
No, I know. Well, they already know everything goes on in my life. Ah, Sean is wearing green underwear today.
And you're like,
well, that'll
what?
Teach you about the webcam.
No, I'm serious.
Dancing in front of the webcam.
These people know exactly what's going on in my life. It's fucking crazy.
It's amazing. I don't know.
Sean was golfing today.
You're like, I told no one.
I told no one I was golfing. And they knew I was golfing.
So that's what it's like to live under surveillance.
One of these gargoyles has hacked a satellite system or something.
Strangely, I'm strangely comfortable with this.
Because he's looking over you.
Well, I'm sold.
I think it's great because, one day I'll be like walking
these
down
guys
the street
are...
and some cop will like come up to me and say, excuse me, Mr. Kennedy, I'm afraid you're going to have to thud. Oh, he got shot in the chest from very far away. There's a report.
And how
do you
feel like that? Well, I'm strangely comfortable with it.
Strangely comfortable with it. So, it's Boondock Saints quote night tonight.
okay.
Back to the prize.
The prize. Prize. Could you go grab those? Somebody could grab those prizes there for me.
Make yourselves useful.
No, not one. Two. Excellent.
Okay.
I've given away one of these prizes before. I don't know if it was the official one. These are the official releases.
But then the guy who got the other one was the pre-release. So
the pre-release, that he has, like, mixed stuff. These have covers and everything on them. These are the official What the Hell Archive CDs. They are MP3s. They are MP3-ified shows. Starting from January all the way up, there's two CDs. The first one is from January 2nd to February 13th, and the second one is February 20th to March 19th. Fully inclusive, everything on there. They're all equalized. They're actually better than what you're hearing right now because they're all compressed.
Mm.
You can actually hear everything. They not only have the MP3s, they have the camera shots from the show, everyone's picture, and they have the IRC.
I have a good question.
So you can follow along with it.
I have a good question.
And the gross hospital stories sectioned out so you can listen to them on their own.
Oh. Are these all on MP3 or these are?
They are all MP3s.
Oh,
so there is 20 hours of What the Hell. 20 hours of What the Hell for your listening pleasure. This is an amazing...
What an amazing offer.
It's an amazing offer.
And how much would you expect to pay for this?
$39.95.
$200 in regular stores.
Not $200. Not $100.
It's
you're
nothing.
Absolutely free.
Hey, Dr. Nick, it's Whisper Quiet, too.
That's right.
So,
and they have beautiful pictures.
Does it slice, dice, and make Julian fries?
It does, though. You just use these CDs to whatever you want to do. And they have beautiful pictures on the cover.
One of which I'm not really happy with.
Sean loves the first edition.
God, it's so bad, man. I look like I'm a fully special child. I'm like,
he's all slumped over and his tongue sticking out. You can go see that one. Jumped off the short bus. He's missing his helmet.
With my hockey
hair. So these are volume 2.01 and volume 2.02 because this is year two. Eventually, I will encode every single one. This
no,
is only year
you're
two.
You're a brutally lazy fuck.
No, I've been doing it. It's very
simple
now. You
can't even rip my rants. How are people supposed to believe that you're going to go and...
These are high priority.
High priority. Such a fucking pinhead.
Geek news.
So these are amazing. I will not sell these because it's a pain in the ass to make these because people will buy them and I'll have to make them. And
like I don't want to
set the price very high.
And we're not going to fucking...
It'd be like $35 if I wanted to sell them.
Well, we're not going to fucking sell anything. That's bullshit.
No, we're not. That's why. You have to win these.
Well,
then you can share them with your friends.
To be fair, there's Rant Radio merchandise. Sim's got a fucking gay bullshit t-shirt you can buy.
Don't buy the t-shirt.
It's fucking
buy
gay.
The mouse pad, buy the mug. They are mighty.
The mouse pad and the mug are my... What's
they're
the
awesome.
For that if people want to get a Rant Radio t-shirt?
You just go to www.rantradio.com and click on merchandise.
Stop.
Merchandise.
Merchandise.
And buy the mug, buy the mouse pad. They're awesome.
The mug's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got to say, the mug's pretty cool. The mouse pad is...
It's semi-cool.
Whatever. I mean, it's a mouse pad, right? But the mug is worth it. And...
T-shirt is super weak.
The T-shirt is weakness personified, okay? The T-shirt is wet tissue, okay? It's so fucking bad. Bounty, man. This is bad. So
use it as a car rag.
It's
okay.
A full car rag, and it's like,
I'm not proud of it.
Oh, it fucking sucks.
Unless you really, really, really want Rant Radio
so,
Mega memorabilia.
What I'm going to be doing is for Cult. I want to have clothing, but I want it to be functional clothing. I don't want it to be like some bullshit
car rag clothing.
Fucking T-shirt. Like, for instance, the prize for the Sean K logo contest, which you can email me at kennedy@rantradio.com with your prize, or you can post it to the Cult image database file. The prize for that is a flight jacket.
Oh, my God.
Which is going to be embroidered with Cult logos.
This is, like, the prize.
It's kind of nice, actually.
It's pretty fucking sweet. Like, this is going to be, like, $150 for me to have made. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving
it
away.
You'll be proud to wear it.
And I'm not putting a huge fucking logo on the back.
So you'll get beaten up, say, hey, what the fuck is that?
I'm not turning it into a billboard. This is going to have a crest on the chest. It's going to have a thing on the arm, and that's it.
Yep.
Which is going to be quite militant enough. Thank you very much.
They won't beat you up. They may ask you what it means.
No, don't beat him up. He'll fucking stick a shovel up his ass. Be like, hey, man, nice coat. Chink. Hey, where'd you get that Spetsnaz throwing shovel?
Pang.
Oh, my fucking face. You know, it's going to be just bad. Mikasa sukasa. You know, bad. So...
Wow.
What we're going to do is...
Yeah, be warned, he will have his AWOL bag on him.
Yeah, absolutely. I've also refined the contents of the AWOL bag,
yeah,
which we'll be talking about that in another brainwashing episode.
That's right.
But and we're working on a work in progress. A lot of people may or may not know, but I was a bit of a writer. And I wrote my first book when I was in the Army. It was a horror novel, and it's posted on the Rant Radio site. You can get it there. It's called The Bloodstained Rabbit. There's spelling errors galore, so don't fucking email me with spelling errors. But you can read it. It's a humorous read. It's kind of H.P. Lovecraftish.
Very cool.
It's all right. So
all your prophets out there would probably want to take a download to that.
Yeah, probably, maybe.
You can get it from, you go to the What the Hell section on the Rant Radio website, and then go to the DJ profiles,
mm-hmm.
and click on Sean Kennedy, and there it is,
yeah.
for your downloading pleasure. You can see great pictures of Sean K.
And it's called The Bloodstained Rabbit, and it's a pretty interesting read. And there's a lot of little subtle things that people knew me, they'd get into it. Or you could do a Google search on Port Kell's business, and it shows up fucking halfway down the page.
It's like, what is going on? Because Port Kell's is in the story, and it's like, one of our friends searched for Port Kell's businesses, and Sean Kay's story showed up.
Which
it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, so...
Wow.
Do you know what time it is already?
What?
Guess what time it is.
It's now 10:30.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, well,
that
we're doing
amazing.
It's a good show. We're really humming here.
But we're going to open the phone lines.
Well, we have the prize. The prize.
The prize is later.
Well, what?
That's the last thing on the show.
Well, what the fuck?
No.
Jesus, you're so fucking structured.
We open the phone. No, because you see how shows work.
You see.
To get people to listen to the whole show, I'm giving away secrets here.
Oh,
to get people to listen to the whole show,
we could be fucking sing songs. We could be hammered out of our fucking minds. These guys would be listening. That's why they listen.
We should do that.
What, get gunned?
One show.
Well, if you'll drink, I'll do it.
I'm not drinking.
Yes, because you're a big fucking pussy. That's why.
It might improve the quality of the
show.
I'm a
digging. I don't need anything made of me. I don't need
alcohol. Somebody has to run the equipment.
Somebody has to run the equipment. There you go.
Yeah, right. Whatever. I want to get Ranty Girl over here. I want to drop you and Ranty Girl in a room on ecstasy and just fucking...
It would be a very, very special situation
for me
to do anything.
Oh, my God. I'd fucking... it'd be awesome. Put him in a room with ecstasy and just tie him down and throw him to the lesbians. It'd be awesome. It'd be the best thing ever. He'd turn into Hunter S. Thompson. Oh, God. Did you eat all this acid? You better hope there's some Thorazine. That's going to be some deep shit.
Why Robert?
Centibyte Skip says, I used to be a commercial DJ. Sim got it on the head.
What?
That you have to put the thing that people want to wait for last. That's why we're putting the giveaway last. So everyone waits till the end of the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Waiting for the prize giveaway.
I know.
To phone in. So, but you have to think of a good question.
I have a question.
Like, it's pretty tough.
I've got a super hard question.
Okay, we're going to play the phone line, open the phone line things. We're going to take some calls here. It's a toll-free line. Remember that.
So you can ask...
Silly Sean, and you thought you had to be entertaining all the way through.
Well, I figured, yeah. You know, I mean, why don't you say, we're giving away something in 2 hours. And play that Peanuts intro 20 fucking times. That's so fucking gay.
Hey, Dad, I'm in jail.
Oh, Dad. I'm in hell.
We'll play all that all night. How about that?
All night.
I'm sure they'll stay tuned in for 2 hours listening to that.
Why don't they just say surf and surf be free and then come
I
back
think
when
that's exactly.
That's what I'd fucking do. Fuck Sim and his stupid show.
Rant Radio Moonshine. Somebody wants Rant Radio Moonshine. So, we'll set up a still right in here. Watch it drip.
You know, we
as soon as it's enough, we'll give it away, put a Rant Radio sticker
cult
on it.
Cola. This is something we were talking about today, having Cult Cola.
Oh, that would be mighty.
And
I'm sure
have, like,
there's some
ad. We have an ad like shot like Cops where a guy goes and he's all like, you know, well, what did he have on him? Oh, he only had a can of Cult Cola. Does he still have it? Yeah, he's in the back of the squad car. Holy shit. They run over the doors like all ripped off. This
smoking
fucking,
little.
You see this guy just humming down the street and he's like, go get him, Ray. I'm Ray, don't buddy. He's fucking, he's on Cult Cola, man. You're not going to catch him.
He's going to run the 3-minute mile, no
man.
Problem.
Fucking the dogs won't catch him, man. Fuck.
It lost his scent. It disguises
you know,
your scent.
Just, it ruins his scent. Fuck.
Another criminal escapes with Cult Cola.
Obey your
Cult Cola, Tang, and PCP.
Obey me.
Cult Cola, Tang, and PCP. Someone, they remember
Tang
that one.
And PCP. That's not bad.
Cult-a-Cola. Cult-a-Cola.
Cult-a-Cola.
Oh, this is
Tang
great.
Tang and PCP fucks you up for 3 days.
And then you keel over dead.
But
it'll get
you
out of here.
You may not be an astronaut, but you feel like you're walking on the moon.
It'll get you out of any situation you want. It would have to taste like Dr. Pepper, they said, though. Very true. Very true. Because Dr. Pepper is our unpaid sponsor of What the Hell Show.
Except because their drink is not bad.
Yep, and we drink it. Dr. Pepper, there it goes up on the screen. Okay, we're going to tell you how to get the IRC just before we go into the telephone thing. You go to the Dalnet servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or you can go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat and fill in a name other than change me. Because change me, you know what that means? It means change it. And it's time to open.
The little arrows are over. You see little things that you pull down?
Open.
On the far side there?
The
projectile bomb. Man.
Open the phone lines.
Foreheads.
1-877-729-7268. Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268 so you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome.
Okay, oh my God.
I've got a brutal...
Okay, we're not asking yet, though. It's just the phone lines are open.
What? Then no one's going to get
it. It's a half hour.
No one's going to get it.
Okay, we'll give him some research time.
We'll give him some research
okay,
time.
Okay, this is fucking tough. Okay? I'm like, no one's going to get that. Let's think of another question.
Oh, someone's calling in with the answer. That's
okay.
The gargoyles for you.
Hi, you're live on What the Hell. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey,
hello, Nixter.
How you doing?
Pretty damn good, actually.
Love that site, Nixter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot. I didn't steal his code. All I did was steal the table and HTML stuff.
Oh, nobody's saying you're stealing anything, okay?
Oh, well, you know.
No.
It actually is open source.
Oh, yeah.
Anki just hasn't released it yet.
The amount of work you've done, man, fuck. Like, oh, I totally didn't want to make it sound like, oh, he stole the code or none of that. Like, please don't think that, because that's totally not what I wanted to say.
Oh, no, it's okay.
So that's cool. But, yeah, he wanted to talk to you. You should probably give him an ICQ so the two of you can sort out your fucking code shit.
Yeah, and see, what I did was I just made it so...
It looks the same.
Yeah, and the stuff that he made will work.
Okay.
That I added, actually, you go to Cool Link. You can listen to the Cult Radio. If you click on Cult Radio, it'll bring up Winamp for you.
Don't fuck with the mixer, Sean.
I'm not fucking...
going to kill you.
I'm not sitting on it.
Yeah, yeah, up.
So I was going to put
Sean.
A Prophet Archive on there.
Oh, my God. Yeah?
Just Prophet News.
Put that up on the top of the couch if you can. Yeah, it's a very, very cool site. And we encourage all the other cult members to make their own clan webpage.
I'm actually wondering who's going to... Because you've obviously championed the Prophet... website, right? You're running the Prophet website. It's official.
Yeah.
You're the guy who's running it up. And, you know, kudos to Fork. You used Fork's graphics again, which, you know, as we get bigger, Fork is going to be fucking known as like a graphics god. And it's just, so is Zero Star, because he actually cooked up the K. But, I mean, Fork's done a fucking ton. And same as Smokehouse, all the graphics he's done. So it's really cool. It's awesome that the cult community is coming together with a group effort. But I'm really interested to see who's going to come up with the gargoyle page.
There's enough gargoyles.
There's a lot of gargoyles to champion that, you
yeah.
know. And they don't have
I mean,
to...
the prophets are creative, but the gargoyles know their code, right? So.
Yeah, and the important thing is that the page doesn't have to look like the cult page.
No, you can make it look any way you want.
Yeah,
it's Mike.
Absolutely. There's
Mike
no...
working?
Yeah. There's no rules on that, and then we'll choose one as the official you know gargoyle page.
Just one second, zombie, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Okay, that was sad.
I made it look the same because I wanted, I thought it was going to be like mirror.
So
I wanted to keep the mirror action, but
the mirror action.
Yeah.
Have you won anything from us? Won any prizes?
What?
Have you won any prizes from us?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You're eligible for the contest this week then. Okay. Would you like to take a shot at it? It's a fucking brutal question.
Oh, I guess.
Okay, here it is. What was Sean Kennedy's nickname before he was Sean Kennedy on the internet?
Did I remember you guys saying that? I can't remember.
Okay.
Wacky One.
Wacky One? No, it's not Wacky One. That's your guess?
No, no, that wasn't my guess, but I don't know it, but I thought it was a wacky name.
Okay, take a guess.
No one who knows us can answer this. That means it scribes out. Sorry, scribe, if you're
listening. Yes, they don't qualify for prizes anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
That's all right, buddy.
Okay, that's fine.
That's all right.
It's cool. You called in. Anything else you want to say?
No, not that I know right now.
Okay, you know the ending then.
What the hell?
All right.
Attaboy.
So that is the question.
Just so people know.
If you do enough research,
I bet you
could find
it. That is the question is, what was Sean Kennedy the fucking man's nickname before he was Sean Kennedy the fucking man? Which is like brutal.
That's how long ago was that? That's a long time
that
ago.
That was before Rant Radio. Yeah, good, but don't say anything. Because then if you say it, then that omits the question. And
then that means you have to get something easier.
Yeah, that's right. We may have to come up with something easier anyway.
But that's the question for now. So the phone line is open, and once again, people to phone in, 1-877-729-7268, or 1-YOU-SPRAY-RANT, or 1-877-SAY-RANT.
I hate those fucking numbers. You know, people do that all the time. CFO, you look at C.
It takes an hour to dial.
Oh, fuck, I hate that. Somebody else calling in. Who is it?
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Rancid Girl.
Hi, Rancid Girl.
Hey.
How you doing?
I have something really serious to talk about. Like the last time I called and I was all like giggly and dumb and shit.
Okay, what's up?
She did actually tell me. I totally forgot that she was going to actually phone in and say something.
Yeah, okay. Can I say it?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go nuts.
Okay, I'm just like really pissed off at like chicks that like pretend to be like feminist but like really aren't. Like, I mean, okay, like my mom kind of. Like, all right. She's all like, shit, like, I don't know. She'll be like, oh, I hate doing all the housework all the time. I hate doing all the housework, right? But, like, my dad goes out of town for, like, a few days, right? And, like, the day before he gets back, she goes in this, like, mad hissy fit. And, like, anyone does anything. And she's, like, screaming. She's like, no, the house has to be clean before he gets home. And just, like, freaking out and does, like, a million hours worth of housework to have this spotless house when he comes home. And it's, like, so stupid. And it's like, ugh, it makes me so angry because, like, she's, like, all, like, complaining that she doesn't want to do it. But then she, like, she's the one that decides to do it. And, like, she just, I don't know. My dad never says, get this house clean. It's like her. And, like, yeah. So that pisses me off. It's not just my mom, though. This isn't just, like, a teen angst, I hate my mom kind of thing. I mean, like, it's also, like, chicks that are always like, oh, I hate it when guys stare at my boobs, but then walk around with T-shirts that, like, leave everything exposed, you know, and then expect people not to look. You know, I mean, like, I'm not saying that guys should, like, reach out and grab chicks' tits, but I mean, if you're wearing a tank top that shows half your breasts, of course people are going to look. Like, it makes me angry.
So, well said.
If there's any chicks that walk around with their boobs hanging out but don't want guys to look, they should be smacked.
Absolutely.
Big smack.
Yes. Hang with the shovel.
You feel
there
better?
You hang with the shovel. Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So you feel a lot better now?
Yes.
Having said that?
50 or a million people have heard you now.
I'm sitting beside two beautiful women.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Back to the...
What are you wearing?
No, wait. I know... Let me see if I can guess who the beautiful women are. One of them is Playboy Bunny.
No, she's not here tonight.
Oh, different beautiful women.
I miss her.
So who are the beautiful women that you're with?
Erin and Selena.
Erin and Selena. Those sound like real names.
Do they mind you saying their names over the internet?
Sorry. They're like the Depressed Lesbian Vampire and Pearl Dragon.
Pearl Dragon.
Yeah.
Hello, Erin. Hello, Selena.
They said hello.
I'll be banging.
So, in any case...
No, hang on a second. Erin just told me we all want Sim. It's not
we
just...
We all want Sim.
Well, is anybody there over the age of 20?
Pardon?
What are your ages? Are you legal? Do you have plane tickets?
Do we have plane tickets?
Yeah, you know the big fucking shiny objects that sail through the air with the greatest of ease?
The little green men on the flying trapeze.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, look, it's a guy with a chainsaw. He's outside your house and he's coming in. Say, what the hell?
So, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
I have no idea. I guess, like, the sexiest man on the planet.
Good guess, but wrong. So,
there's not a studio for the Eagle.
Yeah, that would be
sexiest
me.
Sexiest man on the planet, yes.
Yes,
John
I K. weep sex from my folds of fat. Yes,
bring out
true.
The limitless sex object.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So, that's the wrong answer, so we're going to have to hang up on you. What,
say
what the
say
hell?
Like, what the hell?
Say like, what the hell?
Hey, hey, hey.
Wait. Okay, that's good enough. We're hoping she'd
well,
say
we're
like
apparently
what the hell.
Connecting
like,
with our core audience of teens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
well,
what
hey.
That's our focus group is
she
teenage
is the,
girls.
She's the number one people who brings it in, man. She brings
oh,
in
yeah.
all the women. Now, there are no doubt they're listening right now.
Wow.
They're probably they're
the,
listening.
We are the ugly-ass NSYNC, I guess, now.
We, <yeah. laughs> Tell me what you want, what you really,
really
want. No, in all honesty, what I would like to see is Rancid Girl gets all these fucking little prepubescent women over to her house, and eventually, little girls, I love little girls, because little worlds get bigger every day. So what
oh
we want to do, what
don't
we want to do, what
I
we
get nailed for the
so
bread cup.
Three or four years when cult's still going, and
yeah, you know, and I'm like this dirty old man and everything.
Nerve legal age.
My wife leaves me because, you know, I'm like turning into a massive cult leader. No, it won't happen.
Nice quote, Buckek says, we're the ugly ass in sync.
So the truth of the matter is, though, that she doesn't fucking get anybody else to join cult. She's in cult, but all these other chicks are like cult groupies.
That's right.
Like, they don't actually join. Like, fuck. Robin's the bad phone.
Hi, you're on. What the hell? Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, you called already. What do you want?
Do you know the answer?
The answer to Sean Kennedy's
if he wins.
Nickname. Let me have to get to your homepage and look at the old stuff, but disconnected. But, you know that song I uploaded? Can you please play that?
No.
No, it's my cousin. He's looking for Limp Bizkit.
I don't give a fuck if it's your mom. Hang up.
No. It is a very good band. I may put it in rotation. They are opening for Limp Bizkit.
Who are they?
It's all very cool. They're a pretty good band.
Who are they?
Yeah, play it.
I'm not gonna play it on the show because this show is about talking. It's not about playing music. The last time we played like five songs on the show, everyone went absolutely shit-hawk, okay?
All right, hold on. After the show, play it, man.
All right, we'll play it after the fucking show.
Okay.
But we're not
How
doing this
that?
Because you badgered us.
I love you. I must bow down to you. Where's
okay.
North?
Yes. Stop licking the floor. Leave.
Take a guess on Sean's name.
Huh?
Huh? Yep.
Okay, wrong answer.
Huh?
Somebody shoot a hostage, will you?
Shoot a hostage.
Somebody shoot a
namely,
hostage.
Namely zombie.
Okay. What's up?
Ack, zombie, lay off that touchstone.
The question, Raymond, is what was Sean Kennedy, the fucking man's nickname, before he was
I
Sean
do have
Kennedy?
A fallback question.
Fucking man. You do?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we're going to keep that question going for another 5 minutes.
Holy cow. Okay. Yeah. No. A little bit longer. It's not bad.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we have to give some time, yeah. Because this other question is kind of difficult. Not too bad.
This
not too
brutal.
Bad. This one's brutal.
Brutal.
So the phone lines are open again. Keep hitting that. Redial.
So
what was that story that you and I were talking about before?
Which one?
Well, that narrows it down. You know, that one with that
with Jack.
Guy.
With
you
Jack
know that
in
thing
it.
And that the whatchamacallit.
Basically,
with
that
guy. With
Dak
in it.
Dak? Oh, Dak.
Oh yeah, when you're under surveillance.
Dak. Oh right.
That's fucking good.
Yeah, there was a while when Dak's pad was all stylish.
The hangout place.
And also known as Dak's daycare.
Dak's
as
daycare.
In adult daycare.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was called Dak's daycare. And what happened was that the cops started to surveil his place. He got a tip that that we were under surveillance. So we started to fuck with the cops, and what we did was we would, like, roll up one of our friends in a carpet and, like, carry it into the house, and, like, a bunch of guys would bring BB guns out of their trunk.
It was basically under surveillance because I thought it was maybe had something to do with drugs or something, because people came in and out at odd hours.
With bags. The bags would be empty.
Would be full of Dungeons and Dragons books because it was the gaming pit.
Or you'd go there with your bag and borrow some books. You'd come out heavier bag than when you came.
Exactly.
So it was, like, totally funny. And we, like, ordered them pizza. Oh, yeah, my gosh, she's got me that, going, like, I'm going, like now.
Like pizza, like, and, like we did this, and, like...
And, like, we did that, and, like, whatever.
You know, Rancher girl, you know I love you, but, I mean, why...
You know she doesn't type like when she's doing ICQ?
That's funny. Why is that?
She sounds very, very eloquent and very well-spoken on ICQ.
It could be a nerve thing.
Well, she's been on the... She's been on the show before.
That's cool.
But she was very giggly. She's better.
Well, she was pissed.
She's better this time. Yeah, she was pissed. Yeah.
She was pissed off.
She's cool.
Well, I mean, I got to agree with her because, you know, they're all like, you know, why are you looking at my tits? Like some chick.
Well, I can't think of any off the top of my
head. Why are you dressed like a porn star?
Yeah, why are you wearing a t-shirt that says fucking porn star?
What's with the miniskirt and spike heels, babe?
Yeah, really.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, because you're
looking at my legs. I'm just wearing fishnet stockings because they look nice.
Yeah. Fuck off.
I like my CFM boots.
Yeah.
Really. Wow.
All right. I don't think anybody's going to answer. Oh.
There we go.
Here we go.
Oh.
Danger.
We'll give them both questions. This person, both questions.
All right.
Hi, you're on What the Hell? Who's this?
This is Prophet Scribe.
Prophet Scribe, you cannot win.
Oh, you big wimp.
How about he can answer...
No,
he cannot win.
I mean, he fully knows. So that means this question is off, and we'll ask you the second question, but you're allowed to give the answer.
He can answer the first question.
But he won't win.
No, he won't win if he gets it right.
Yeah. Sean, you're a big wimp.
I'm sorry, man. It wouldn't be fair.
My superior knowledge scares you. All right, I'm a prophet. I guess I can live with that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So let everyone know in the IRC what my nickname was. Because the truth is, he gave me a wickedly painted figure for my old nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's how he knows. That's why I singled him out in the beginning. I said, Scribe cannot call in and win this.
That's a bit of an insight there.
Yeah, so what was it, Scribe?
Sean K. the fucking man was known as Witch Hunter.
That's correct.
There we go, for the $1 million. But you don't win it, so.
So what was the secondary question?
The secondary question.
And you have a chance at winning this.
This was not a good thing, but it happened. There was, in the history of What the Hell, it's been going for a year and a half. There is one show that was missed. There's only been one show that we've ever missed in What the Hell on a Sunday night. What was the date of that show?
Good God, Sam.
Oh, this is so easy if you think about it.
It's only easy if you're not me and you've been listening longer. I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. It's on the webpage, okay? Oh. It's on the What the Hell webpage. Of course, you can't do it because you don't have any time to do it now.
That's right.
So
it's the only show that I've ever missed in a year and a half, or that everyone, it just didn't happen. It didn't happen at all. I did get on the IRC, though, and type, but it didn't happen.
No, so. I couldn't even hazard a guess because I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know enough about the history of the show to tell you.
Okay.
But
it happened pretty recently,
that's
I'd say. Pretty recently. It's pretty recently. No, it's really easy. It's on the webpage.
It's not really easy, you fucking liar.
They go to the webpage and find it out.
All right.
Okay. But you have anything to say?
No, I'm good.
He's just all pissed off he didn't get the fucking CD.
Yeah, pretty much. Had to call Sean on that.
Oh, God. Lieutenant Major Zombie says, I know. Oh, God. Okay, everyone out there, get the redial going. We don't want Zombie to win.
Get ready to call. Get ready to call in.
All right, I want another prophet to call in and get this. What the hell, eh?
All right, the hell, buddy.
All right. Now the phone lines are open. Oh, God.
Here we go. Who's
Zombie may win.
Who's going to win it? Who's going to win it? Who's going to win it? Who's going to fucking win it? Somebody call
it's
you.
It's going to be fucking Zombie, I know.
Oh, I bet you it's Zombie.
Because he's already used up his telephone calls tonight. That's the problem, see?
Who's this?
Oh, God. This is Rant Radio. Who's this? Who's live on Rant Radio? Are you there? Weak. Weak! Weak, I tell you. No, Zombie's still on the... Somebody's still on the IRC, and he only has a phone line.
Whoever called in, just call in again. Who is it?
Yeah, just call in again. There's the phone number. It was your movie night. No, it wasn't the movie night. We did a show that night.
We did a show. It was very short.
It was a half show. Here's Zombie on the redial. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo!
He's won before, though.
He's won.
You can't win.
I have not.
You have not won? No, he hasn't. No, he has not won. He's called in, but he has not won.
Here,
you have a what?
I'm looking at the webpage here, and I understand November 15th, 1999?
Not that I know of. That was not the one I'm looking at, but looking for. But if
you don't know the
I
answer
can,
to your own fucking question,
no, I do
you
know.
Suck.
I know. I know an
great
answer.
Station producer.
Let me take a look at this.
You're so fired.
Go back in the web page.
Yeah, we may as well tune in.
Because that's like that's my math is like completely way the fuck off.
Let me see. January. Oh crap! The answer's not in the web page. But that's okay.
I know this web page in and out and stuff like that, and I know where to look.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong page.
Fucking lick.
And you said what date? November
15th?
Okay, I say we give it to him just because you don't fucking know.
Yeah, you win.
No, you see, it says the pictures below are from November 14th. And so there is actually, that was a Monday, November 15th. So,
No, I'm sorry. We have to give it to him, Sim. He called you on it. And you couldn't provide the answer.
Shut up. I did provide the answer. It just took a little longer.
Sam's having a hissy fit.
Oh, man. Well, damn, hey, I tried.
Yep, good try. Okay.
If it was up to me, I'd fucking give it to you.
That wasn't even a Sunday. That was weak.
Yeah, but he actually made you look it up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
But you were fucking wrong.
But you don't know it yourself.
Sucks. Sam, you oppressor. You're an oppressor.
Yeah.
The answer's not on the webpage.
I'm sorry, he should win it by default, then.
But somebody knows. Lieutenant Major Zombie knows the answer, though.
Bobby does.
Okay.
All right.
So if he wins it, he wins it. Thank you for calling. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right,
boy.
Mr. Echo.
Good job. We tried, Mr. Echo. Sorry, we really, really tried.
I mean, I tried, but I was
Sim
stopped
had
by
way
the imperial
too much crack
hand
today.
Of Sim.
Emperor Simmatine.
All right.
Here we go.
Here it is.
What a show. You're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Cenobite Skip calling in.
Cenobite Skip!
Have you won in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay.
I have a weird guess. I don't know. I was looking around at things.
Yep.
Guessing January 2nd?
You got it, buddy.
Yes!
That is the one we went camping just on over New Year's.
Right.
And we didn't really make it back in time to have enough time to prepare for the show. Nobody was actually at the show. People were still up in the encampment.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. It was all over the place.
So guess what? You fucking win.
So you, with these CDs that you get, it actually has the date on here, and there's an MP3 with the date, and it says actually no show. So, but there on that date, there's the pictures from the encampment, and the IRC log where we typed that there's no show. So, very sweet.
And what you can do is you can rip this and burn about 200 copies and hand them all out at H2K.
That's right. So, this is a very, very cool prize. You can listen to these for 20 hours while we're not on the air and catch up, and eventually I will make more of these CDs.
Oh, that's great.
And they have very cool covers. Of course, unfortunately, the webcam is not working right now, so we can't show you the covers. I think I fried my video card.
Way to go, Sim.
It's on the off days.
Yeah, but that's okay. You will love these. If you love What the Hell, you'll love these. They're full.
Absolutely.
I got to say, they pretty much kick ass.
My whole week was around this show. So.
Your whole week centers around the show.
It's pretty cool.
Well, it's cool on a Sunday
Skip's
night.
Skip's the hardcore. Skip's one of the hardcore.
Oh, yeah. He deserves to get this. So yeah. You haven't won anything?
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Of course the fucker could be lying
to
us.
You'd have to validate that, but...
Fuck off. Just give him the show.
But good guess. How did you know that? You just took a guess?
No, actually, when you said check the webpage, I went directly to the What the Hell show archive page.
Right.
Started scrolling down, and I saw no January 2nd.
Wow.
Went back to the December 99 part,
yep.
And it only lists an update from January 12th, so I'm figuring, wait, that's right, that was the Y2K thing.
Hey, good going on you. That's awesome.
So I didn't know the answer prior to your hint.
Excellent. Don't make a mess. Don't make a mess.
Oh, did you sneeze that?
They're like plain. Actually, I should talk about this thing. It's very cool. I never mentioned it. The Dark One actually went to, where was it, Manitoba or somewhere?
Manitoba.
For like 3 weeks. Sean went crazy. He was all depressed, didn't come to a show.
The Dark One is my wife.
Dark One, Sean's wife. And she brought back this garbage can filled with goop and maggots. It's, you know, that really goopy stuff that you can find in stores, you play with it, I don't know. It's full of these glow-in-the-dark maggots, and on the front of the garbage can, it says, What the Hell?
Oh my God!
And that's what the garbage. That's what this thing is called. I don't know why you'd ever buy this, but it's it says what the hell on it.
Actually, back in the 70s, it was a toy, and they sold it under the brand name of Slime.
Ah,
that's correct.
Slime.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they had lots of.
I actually had the version.
Toys.
I had the version with worms.
They had this for Ghostbusters, right? They had the little slime machine. Oh, you put the little guy underneath it. You went, and he's all slimed. But anyway, that's above most of our listeners' heads because they're like they were like six when that was out, or five.
So
or,
I guess am I the
so
official?
Some, yeah, you're the official. Take her off the air, or somebody else can take it off the air.
I'll
who wants
it.
To take the?
I'll do it.
So we're gonna get your address and all that, and I can send these awesome CD prizes out to you.
Just ask Sean; he already has it, I think.
Whoa! Hang on now.
Hang on, he's checking on that. Well, I'm gonna hand you off to Sean anyway. So, congratulations on this.
Thank you.
On this win. It's not a videotape, but it's way more than a videotape because you get 20 hours. But you don't get to see our lard asses, right? Actually, you do. There's pictures on the CD as well from each show. So you can look at our pictures, follow the IRC, and listen to the show.
It's a fuzzy, out of focus JPEG.
It's a full multimedia experience.
It's a what the hell time machine.
That's right. And the gross hospital stories are sectioned out.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. So here's Sean to confirm your address. Oh, wait. Yeah, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
So, oh, already,
press the top button. Sean's all fucked up every time he does this. So, congratulations.
Also, just before we jump off the air I need Smokehouse to call in tonight. Okay, so it's
on the air, so call, get him a call next or
yeah,
what?
Call Smokehouse, call me. Call in 1-800-277-SAY-RANT. Or whatever that
that's
was.
Exactly
whatever
it.
The fuck it is. I don't give I'm a fucking, I'm the man. I'm not the fucking operator. Just
using my money to get him to phone in. Yeah, I pay for this.
You haven't even given away shit. You've been a big fucking pimp.
What are you
all night.
Talking about?
You're such a fucking pimp.
I give away CDs
and
tapes.
Yeah, to people you want to. No guy got a jacko. You can't win. Even though I don't know my tax.
You fucking hippie.
Did you actually just get married or something?
Yeah. So Smokehouse, yes, he's still listening. He's on there. So that's about it for this show. Because we've pretty much exhausted everything.
Yeah, I think we're just about done.
Just about done. Thank you for everyone.
Stick a fork in us.
We're done. Thank you, everyone, for listening in this week. Thank you to Geek News for mentioning us on their site.
Thanks, Geek News.
Thanks, Geek News. I don't know how many people actually tuned in because of Geek News. But that would be... Oh, LSGN. The guy who runs Geek News is listening. Thank you very much. If I'm mispronouncing your name wrong.
Wow. Sorry, we're just choking here.
Hopefully you have good bandwidth and you don't hear choking noise. Hope you enjoyed the show and what you plugged on it didn't let you down. Until next show, 6 days, 22 hours. So let's go to the IRC and say thank you to all the people who hung on, even the people in the Eastern are like up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my God.
Actually, it's only 2.
Is it in Eastern? No, it's 2 hours. Oh, yeah, it's only 2. That's right. It's 3 hours ahead. It's only 11. So it's not too bad, unless they have to work next morning. But some people have adjusted their time schedule.
There you go.
So we say goodbye to Mr. Echo, Bob X, one of our mirror people. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll play the damn song, Zombie. Cenobite Skip, LSGN. Gross Hospital Stories, yes. Dax not here, he's sick. End of story. Emperor Chang, Farble, Fault Sequence, FT Rooster 1 and 2, Flesh Tripper, XX91X. Is he a Flesh Tripper now, Sean? I guess he's... Hoogan Enki, Knothead, Lieutenant Major Zombie, MW Radio, Nomad Buck X, Nomad Fourier, Nomad Romulus, Nomad the Hunter, something. Prophet Nixter, Prophet Spork... Spork...
Spork?
Prophet Fork.
Spork now.
Spork. Prophet.
Spork. Quote. He doesn't even rate spam. He rates Spork. Okay.
Prophet Rancid Girl. Prophet Scribe. Prophet Smokehouse. Prophet Zerstor. I don't know if I want to say these prophets anymore next time. Ronan Burt. Lieutenant Major Zombie. Shut up. I won't play it. If you ask one more time, I'm not going to play it. Because I said I'm going to play it. Ronan Burns. TR-808. Vampire Asmodee. Wonder Flea. And Atom. And that's about it for this week. We're going to say goodbye around here. And Smokehouse, please phone in after the show. Sean wants to talk to you on my
phone
line
right
that I pay for.
Oh, shut up.
And nobody contributes anything to.
You don't bring
I'm your
flowers.
So hard done by.
Cost me $5 last month.
Fuck off.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Who else gonna bring you a broken arrow?
So we're saying goodbye.
We are, though. So,
oh, and CD. Goodbye to CD. Sorry. I guess he jumped out for a second.
And, yeah. So, but the big thing...
What?
You know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about the meeting that we're planning for Cult.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's give them something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things planned for Cult. We'll talk about this one this time.
Yeah, well, there's a new brainwashing coming out this week, which Smokehouse has given me a ton of shit for.
Oh, excellent.
But one thing is we're planning is not this summer. Not this summer.
Not this summer, so don't show up and go, where's Sean?
Where's Sean? But next, so summer of 2001, is we're planning for a Cult Sabbath at Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And
that's probably located pretty centrally, isn't it? In, like in the desert area? It's
well,
like
it's
in the middle
it's in the Black Rock Desert.
In what state? Do you know?
In,
anybody out
the
there
Black
know?
Rock Desert is in Nevada. Hang on. This is probably fucking Smokehouse here. Hello? Hello?
Is it Smokehouse?
I'm not getting
it. Is it dead air?
It's dead air.
Okay, well, hang up.
That's fucked up.
Cost me money. People don't know how to use a phone? That's why. Black Rock Desert, does anybody know where that
Nevada,
is?
Nevada, I believe it's Nevada.
Nevada?
It is Nevada.
Excellent. Black Rock Desert, Nevada, USA. Summer 2001, Burning Man in Black Rock Desert, Nevada, USA. Where is Nevada?
It's
central?
A state, you
it's
fucking
state.
Moron.
It's where
is
Vegas,
it?
We know it.
Where is it located in the big map of the states? Pretend
California,
the states is a square.
California, Arizona, Nevada.
Okay, so it's pretty central.
When California finally does slip into the sea, there will be nice beachfront property there.
Oh, okay. So it's how long would it take to drive here from B.C.?
Turn left.
Is it like a top of California?
About 16, 18 hours, I think.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So we're probably going to get a bus.
Pick up people on the way. And that's what people should do, actually. Get the biggest vehicle you can, right?
Ken Kesey thing.
Yeah, so we're going to have, like, I'm going to be setting up, because they have some really cool tent poles at Princess Auto. So I'm probably going to swing by there.
Bring our big tent.
Bring our big fucking tent. Actually, if that's going to work, we're going to go down there. We might actually build, like, a bunker, because I think it's, like, a four-day event or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
it's pretty big.
And we're probably going to be...
Cult encampment.
Yeah, we're going to set up a LAN and do some shit down
there. By that time, we'll probably get it all organized that we can actually broadcast from there.
Just had a thought. Isn't Area 51 in Nevada?
It is, though.
Yeah, we can go visit there, too.
Hello. Hey, Smokehouse, right on. Okay.
Smokehouse.
So,
we'll say goodbye. Everyone can mull that over.
So, just hang up for a sec, buddy, okay? Alrighty. So, in any case, but the Cult thing is going to be happening there. And we're going to be more to follow
in
this
1 year.
On the next brainwashing.
Yep. And probably next show, too.
And next show, too.
Yep. And we'll talk about more things that we aspire to on
Cult. More things and more things. Alrighty. So, it's goodbye for me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Goodbye from DJ Psycho.
Adios from Ronan Medic. Too sexy. 200% projectile vomit, man.
Hand on the mixer. Oh, the wipe off that. Tasty Mike.
Good.
Spittle.
Always the second time around.
And this is Sumerian signing off, having nothing queued up. And stalling.
Keep going,
Tim. Thank you for listening this week. We'll be back in 6 days and 22 hours.
And hopefully the show
there are no victims. spread the virus. What?
Spread the virus.
I'm in jail. You got to.
I'm in jail, Dad. I like it here.
It's the exit out.
It bookends the show perfectly.
Oh, yeah. You put it at the beginning, put it at the end.
And have it repeat like 10 times.
Oh, yeah. 10 times over and over again.
10 hours of looped hell.
So, spread the virus.
Hello,
this
Dad.
Is.
I'm in jail.
Tell your friends, tell your enemies, ICQ them about this show. Spread it wide. And, that sounded gross. Here's the outro. See you next week, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Out of here.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next.
Oh, crap.
What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.